Mineral Area College Basketball is on the air. KREI, J98, and MyMoInfo.com is your voice for Cardinal Athletics.
Great feet by Jones that time, and great hands as she slapped it away. Max on the run. Winner has it. Right side layup. Got it! Haley Winner's got 4 points, and it was all started by great defense by Kenzie Jones.
Join us throughout the season for every dunk, three-point shot, and buzzer-beating win. Both the Cardinal basketball teams are gunning for conference and district championships, looking to challenge the rest of the country and advance to the national tournament.
Mineral Area on an 8-1 push. And now a ball tapped away. Trent's got it. Trent pushing it the other way. It's a 4-on-3. Right side layup. Yes, sir! Lamar Morgan with the assist from Trent. Here come the Cardinals!
It's Matt Cardinal Basketball on Regional Radio AM 800, KREI, J98, and MyMoInfo.com. Now let's go courtside for your pregame show.
Well, we usually do come to you courtside, but tonight we come from you from right on the floor. Kevin and I are right off the baseline here in Paducah, Kentucky. They used to be the Paducah Indians, but now they're the Western Kentucky Community and Technical College Stars. Mac has played them once before this year. It was in Mineral Area, and the Cardinals came away with a 91-64 victory. This is actually technically a club team. They're not certified by junior college basketball. They are trying to do that. They're in the process of doing that. Not there yet, but this is a team full of guys that have jobs. They pay their way to school, and they play basketball, and yet they've gone 14-11 with a guy not over 6'5" on the roster. And Kevin, in the game at Mineral Area College, yes, Mac ran away in the second half, but this was a 4-point game at halftime. This is a scrappy bunch of guys.
Yeah, we were very impressed with this team. Boy, they came out and they shot the ball well, and this team likes to get up and down the court, and they get the ball moving.
They have played 5 teams on their schedule that have at one point been in the top 25. They scored 110 points against John A. Logan in overtime here at one time, and they're averaging 104 points per game. So they will get up and down the floor, but they will stick back in a zone because they don't have a lot of size. It was a 4-point game at the half of the previous meeting, but Kevin, in the second half, Mac really did figure out, okay, you know what? We're bigger than these dudes. Let's throw it in. And all three of these post players did very well. Zach Cuthbertson with a season high 27 points. He had 8 rebounds. Devin Thomas turned in a double-double. And Mark Laros had 15 points as well. The size is going to be something very difficult for the Stars to contend with for the Cardinals.
Yeah, I agree. And like you said, that showed the last game with their post players really kind of dominating that game. And we're, we kind of expect much of the same here tonight as well.
Speaking of the last game, Mac's last game was their first loss of the season. And it was a game in Moberly. And in kind of an interesting twist between Moberly and Mineral Area College, they have both beaten the other one while the other one was undefeated. They met when both teams were 39-0 combined. Mineral Area wins at home, but then they lose on the road as Mineral Area's undefeated string comes to a close, and Matt comes in now at 24-1. I didn't think for one moment it was a lack of competitiveness. It was just that got down the stretch, maybe a call doesn't go your way. And, you know, you give credit to Moberly. They played with a lot of energy, enthusiasm, hit some clutch shots, and who knows, we might see that matchup for a third time. Maybe even a fourth time, you never know.
Yeah, you know, and when they score over half their points from the free throw line, it kind of makes it a different kind of, you know, kind of game. And so it'll be interesting to see if and when we see these guys play again for the third time, and hopefully that's in the region championship game. And I'll tell you what, it's important for Mac to get these games, the remaining games on their schedules, and try to finish this game, or the rest of the schedule out, unblemished if they can, besides that one loss to Moberly, because that's important for them to get the one seed in that regional tournament.
Well, and you talked about it toward the end of that Moberly game. The reason for that is because probably, as it stands now anyway, the third best team in this region is Three Rivers, and you would much rather see them in the championship than in the semifinal.
Yeah, you don't want to have to beat Three Rivers and Moberly.
Yeah,
you want to be able to win the one game that matters there at the end. I mean, you feel pretty good taking on a state fair team, I think, at this point.
Much better.
But I think you don't want to take on a Three Rivers and then a Moberly.
Tough road to go. That's ahead of us tonight. Well, it's the Western Kentucky Community and Technical College Stars. For the purposes of brevity, I will refer to them as Kentucky Tech. because otherwise I'll probably miss half of the action. We'll hear from Kentucky Tech's head man, Mike Jumbler, and also the Mineral Area College head coach, Luke Streggy. We'll do that in 1 minute right here on J98.
Get anytime access with Unico Bank's 24-hour banking service. All you need is a touch-tone phone. You can check your current loan balances, check on your last loan payments, get the due date of your next loan payment, transfer funds between accounts current time, as well as check out your account balance. It is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, including holidays. It is easy to use. To find out more, stop at a Unico Bank near you in Potosi, Irondale, or Deloge, or unicobank.com. Unico Bank, homegrown, locally owned, locally operated. For you.
Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston. Look out! Here comes a throat roll! They have what you like. From a Lambert's double burger to a pulled pork sandwich to golden fried frog legs, and let's not forget about all the white beans a body can stand. Extras and pass-arounds. Well, you're sure to find something you like. Take a trip back to yesteryear. As you stroll through the entrance, you smell the familiar aroma of down-home food. Oh, and look out! Here comes a throat roll. Hot, gigantic throat rolls. Lambert's Cafe, East Malone in Sykeston.
Great to be joined by Mike Jumbler now, Western Kentucky Community and Technical College coach. And coach, you were telling me, I remember covering your last game when you played MAC, and you guys actually are kind of a club team, but really you play at the level of a junior college, right?
Right, we do. Counting you guys are the fifth top 25 team in the country we've played this year. we've got 11 losses, but six of those are the top 25 teams. And it's just the only way we get better, the only way our guys get good looks. So.
I mean, this is a program is a really a great example of guys that really do play for the love of the game.
They really do. You know, every one of our guys has a full-time job, pays their own way to school, and they're just trying to get to the next level. And they really work hard. You know, they're special. We're in the process of trying to get sanctioned, but, you know, who knows what will happen, you know.
I don't think anybody plays faster, do they?
We play fast. It doesn't always work out, but, you know, we just try to give ourselves a chance to win.
Uh-huh.
You know, that's it. Yeah, you know, we play guys like you guys, you know, number four. Y'all still number four in the country?
Eight this week.
Well, it's still great team. You know, we're just happy to get to play you guys and, you know, try to get better.
What do you remember from the previous meeting in Park Hills?
Oh, I remember very well. We were up by four at halftime, and then reality kicked in the second half. You know, you guys really came on strong the second half. And, you know, we gave up a lot of baskets. We shouldn't have. We're going to try to adjust. You know, we're just trying to compete tonight.
Yeah. What do you want to see out of your team?
I want to see. We just played Saturday, and we played 29 minutes really bad, and then we played 11 minutes played all year. We were down by 12 with 11 minutes to go and won by 18.
Oh, my gosh.
And if we will compete like that, I will be happy. You know, we can give ourselves a chance to compete if we play like that.
Thanks a lot, Coach.
Hey, I appreciate it. Thanks for coming.
Mike Jumbler joining us on pregame. Back with more after this.
The choice of an insurance company is an important one. You want someone to provide you with the best policy, with the best price, and the best service a company possibly can. Welcome home to Missouri Alliance Mutual Insurance Company. Hi, I'm Kim Fisher.
And I'm Chris Schamberg. Missouri Alliance Mutual Insurance Company provides you with the best policy, the best price, and the best service we possibly can.
We are and will continue to be a hometown company with hometown values, servicing insurance needs in Perry County, St. Genevieve County, and in the surrounding areas.
You're at home with Missouri Alliance Mutual Insurance Company. Call our offices today in Perryville at 573-547-6633 or in St. Genevieve at 883-3520 or online at moalliance.ins.com.
Great to be joined by Luke Streggy now, MAC head coach. And coach, your first time out after your only loss of the year. And I remember talking with you on the post game in Moberly. You said, in a way, this could be the best thing that happens to us all season. He said, I know we'll have great practices. He told me these guys need to know what it is like to feel that loss and then bounce back from it. How have your practices been?
Yeah, this week has been outstanding. You know, Monday they showed up, and even before Monday, just the level of accountability from our guys was really encouraging after the game. And then Sunday and Monday, you know, and then yesterday as well in practice, where you could see that they kind of had a renewed focus and but an understanding of where we were and what happened and why we lost and why we didn't play well and what we've got to get better at. So we had a really good couple days of prep here for this game, and now we've got to try to find a way to, you know, to get back in that win column and win a game.
It wasn't a matter of not competing either. I mean, I didn't think the fire was there the whole time, wasn't it?
Yeah, our guys played. I mean, it was a big game. You can count on them to come out and play well. We just didn't. We played hard. We didn't play well. If that makes sense. Mm-hmm. So they absolutely competed every possession. I thought we defended very well. We defended well enough to win.
Yeah.
You know, when you give up 33 of your 62 or whatever we gave up at the free throw line, there's not a lot you can do to defend that. But, you know, when we didn't get called for fouls and they didn't get to the free throw line, I thought we defended really well, especially in the half court. They really struggled to score. And, you know, so we've got to continue to do that. Offensively, we were not very good. So we've got to improve there. But the effort was there. We just need to play better.
You've seen this Western Kentucky Tech team before. You hosted them. They're not yet a sanctioned junior college ball club. They don't have scholarships, but they can play. I mean, they pushed you in the first half last game.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think I don't know if this is exact because we have trouble getting stats on them for a lot of games. But I listened to one radio broadcast of one of their games, and their radio guy said they'd average 102 points a game. And when I look at you've got to be pretty good to score 102 points a game. Offensively, they're really talented, and they're just so darn small, which just presents its own issues, because you know, how do you match up with a team like that? You know, who does Zach guard? Who does Devin guard? Lamar Morgan is a bigger wing, so they're tough to match up with, and then. You know, they can all score. They've got like three or four guys who are scoring about 15 to 18 points a game, and every game they can all get you 20 something. So they're really tough to match up with and defend offensively. They're really talented offensively, and then defensively just throw zone at you.
Yeah.
And they want you to be passive. And you know, that's their answer to negate their lack of size, is they want you to stay on the perimeter and shoot jump shots so that they can get out and run and score. They're really talented offensively. We've got our hands full defensively. And then for us in the offensive end, we can't settle. We have to attack the rim. We have to take advantage of our size and get layups.
And that's something that you did really well last time you saw them. Devin goes for a double-double. Zach scores 27 and has 8 rebounds, and Mark had 15. So you guys, I guess, kind of played to the plan last time.
Well, you know, we did in the first half. We attacked the rim. We get off to a lead. Then we go 5 straight possessions where we take threes without the ball ever getting to the paint, and we missed all 5. And all of a sudden, they had a 14-11 lead on us. And then the first half kind of went back and forth, so we really didn't understand how to attack them until the second half. And then the second half, we started to get layups. We started to turn them over and get transition buckets, which really helped us. We got about 24, I think, points at the rim in transition. And you know, we kind of figured out how to play against them. But now you come into their gym, and you know, a very good team in Illinois, John Logan, had to go to overtime to beat them 118 to 114 or something like that early in the year. And I remember that game and thinking, man, we are in for a handful when we come down to this gym, because it's just they're good. They're talented offensively. They can really score, and coach does a really good job putting these kids together, and then he just gives them the freedom to play. So, you know, in scout, and something that I think we do pretty well is prepare for our opponents. With these guys, like they just kind of play ball at times. So there's not a lot that you can, you know, focus on and take away, because they can score at all these different spots, and they can shoot it, and they play in transition. So we've just got to defend really well and have a chance to win this game late.
Right. Have fun starting a new winning streak.
Yep, thank you.
Luke Streggy joining us right here.
Hello, everybody. This is Mike Overman, Athletic Director for Mineral Area College. I'd like to invite you, your family, and friends to join us as we celebrate Cardinal Fever during homecoming on February 25th. We'll have an alumni reunion, MAC memorabilia, and halftime fun for kids. But most of all, come cheer on the MAC Cardinals against State Fair. The first 700 fans through the door will receive a free MAC homecoming t-shirt. It's all happening at MAC's homecoming on February 25th. We'll see you there.
13,995. Do we have your attention? That's the price. The price of a brand new tractor with loader at Coles Tractor and Equipment. From LS Tractor, the major brand distributor, we can offer the XG 3025 tractor with loader as low as $13,995. That's a 25-horsepower diesel engine tractor with quick-attach loader and skid-steer quick-attach bucket. Modern stylish design. This compact four-wheel drive tractor is smart in design and style with that distinctive blue color. Synchronized shuttle shift transmission makes changing directions easier and has more operating speeds than other in its class. More legroom with side-mounted gear levers. Maximizes space and makes getting off this tractor easier. The adjustable seat keeps you comfortable, and we know the better the ride, the longer you'll want to work. So get your farm and home projects complete this spring with your favorite color of blue, the LS Tractor Blue, at the incredibly priced $13,995. Stop by Cole's Tractor and Equipment, 1 mile east of Farmington, and see what all the fuss is about. Or give us a call at 573-756-4353.
Well, let's meet our starters tonight. Mac on the road at Western Kentucky Tech here. And the stars will start Anthony Lee, a 6'2 sophomore. He's actually out of St. Louis. DJ Washington scores 22 a game for this team with 8 assists, a 5'11 sophomore from Henderson, Kentucky. Evan Hayden is a 6'5 freshman from Paducah. Devin Hart goes 6'3, a freshman from here in Paducah as well. And Antoine Calhoun is a 6'4 freshman from Henderson, Kentucky. The Cardinals will start Darius Thompson tonight, a 6'2 sophomore. Devin Thomas is a 6'8 sophomore out of Richmond, Indiana, a transfer from Lincoln Trail. Zach Cuthbertson, the other transfer, and out of Pleasant Hill, North Carolina, 6'7 sophomore. Lamar Morgan in the starting lineup, 6'5 sophomore from Willingboro, New Jersey. And Jabril Diallo gets his first start as a Cardinal, a 6'3 sophomore from Guinea. Sean Roundtree has been a fixture in the starting lineup, but actually was injured really actually early on, which we were unaware of in that Moberly game, played most of the Moberly game with concussion symptoms, and so he's now in the concussion protocol, and he'll be cleared just as soon as he gets through that protocol. So we wish Sean the very best, and in his absence today, Jabril Diallo. And the beauty of the Cardinal lineup, Kevin, as it has been all year long, plug and play, man. I mean, they've got guys coming in at all positions.
They're not going to miss a beat, because they are so deep. And that's one of the things, too. You know, a lot of, like we talked about this last game, they had a four-point lead at halftime, went on to win by 20-plus. That's kind of their thing. They're so deep, and they can wear people down. And Jabril coming, in that starting lineup is just another starter. Because, mm-hmm. I mean, even their bench players are basic starters.
So it'll be Devin Thomas at 6'8", jumping against the 6'4", Antoine Calhoun. And I'm not exactly sure that Antoine is even 6'4". An interesting pregame for Western Kentucky Tech. We saw about a half hour of dunks.
Yes.
Before the game.
And the good news is we're right under the basket, and so we had balls flying at us the whole time. But I was hoping that backboard would stay up there because they were rattling the backboard.
It's kind of fun. I don't know if their legs are going to be all with them the whole time. But anyway, Mac in their road red uniforms with a black trim has the basketball to start the game. And here's Zach Cuthbertson from the left corner. That's where he gets his work done from three. And Zach Cuthbertson, Kevin, who came into the ball game 10th in the country in three-point percentage, just had his percentage go up. He's now at 51% on the year.
Well, you take away those first three or four games where he was like one of 11 or something like that to start the season. This guy has been on fire ever since then.
Yeah, he would be close to 60% on the year. And now here's a runner and a jumper from the left side by DJ Washington that won't fall. Darius Thompson's on the run, pulls up at the left wing, over to the right wing, down to the right corner. Lamar Morgan has it, skip past to Black in the left wing, looks for a drive, and now looks down underneath, head of the circle. This is Diallo to the right wing, Morgan. Morgan, a bouncer to Devin Thomas underneath. He's quickly double-teamed, skips it high to Diallo. Diallo for three, and this one rolls in and out. Ball is slapped out of bounds, and it will not fall down. Now, Luke Strahey said that first game, that Mac was actually down 20-11 because they shot threes at the beginning rather than try to attack the middle. He said that wasn't really what we wanted to do. So, Mac, what do? Well, they come out and make a three. So, we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, go shoot two threes right around the first two possessions.
Mineral area in the half-court man-to-man defense right here. Anthony Lee trying to drive off the bounce. Can't do it. Loses the ball. Devin Hart grabs it at half-court, trying to drive it on Thompson. And Darius does a nice job staying in front of him, slaps it away once. Hart recovers, sends it back out to the right wing, and there's Hayden driving in. Scoots the ball down underneath, and they give it up to Hart. And a good right baseline jumper by Devin Hart from 15 feet to beat the buzzer. It's a 3-2 lead for Mac. A 2-3 zone by Western Kentucky Tech. Jabril Diallo at the head of the circle. Black now has the ball on that right wing. Back over to the left wing to Jabril. In the high post, Cuthbertson. And now they'll work it
in and out of the hands of Cuthbertson. And he deflected it over to the left wing, and that's Diallo down underneath to Zach. Zach powers his way to the hole. He'll score it, and he's fouled. He'll head to the free throw line. The first one on, Devin Hart, and a nice find by Jabril.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say. Jabril made a great pass in there to kind of in the middle of traffic, but he made a good thread of the needle pass and for the almost dunk there by Zach Cuthbertson.
I love bounce passes. It's my favorite pass. I think the bounce pass is a good way to go, and Jabril threw a nice one right there as Cuthbertson goes to the line, but he misses the free throw. 75% free throw shooter on the year, but still it's Zach 5 and Western Kentucky 2, and now a one-and-done proposition, and Cuthbertson taps the rebound out, and flying down the floor is Bird, who rises and rocks the rim. Lamar Morgan has his first two, and it's a 7-2 lead on the road for Mack. Here's a three-pointer launched early in the offense. That one rattles home for Devin Hart right here out of Paducah. He averages 20 points a game, and we've got a two-point game at 7-5, Mack on top. Morgan, top of the key. That's to Jabril, high post. And as Devin Thomas turned, the zone collapsed on him, and they got it away from him. Now Washington comes down the floor. DJ pulls up at that right low block and banks it in for two, and we're tied at 7. This is a Western Kentucky Tech team that they will play so fast. They won't even wait for the first good shot. They'll just wait for the first shot. And now Cuthbertson dives to the middle, and a nice entry pass once again, and Zach has 7. 7 of his team's 9. Mack leading at 9-7, and 16:50 remaining in this first half of play. There's a drive by Hayden, gets to the middle, and he floats one to the left corner, but his teammate Hart had already vacated the area, and so the Kentucky Tech Stars turn it back over to Mack. A nice start for Zach Cuthbertson. Cuthbertson scored 27 the last time they played these guys, and, well, Zach works so good in the high post, and he can slide to the low post, and that's where this Mack attack wants to attack, and so Zach is figuring high in those plans. Now Diallo has it head of the circle to the right corner. Pump fake by Darius Thompson, drives the right baseline and sends it over to Morgan for three on the left wing. Morgan's shot is short, and rising up for the rebound, Anthony Lee for West Kentucky Tech. Lee comes all the way down the floor. Oh, he scores over the shot blocker Thomas, and he's going to the free throw line. Mack has the number 3 shot blocker in the country on the squad in Devin Thomas, but he couldn't get that one. Nice drive by Lee. Lee averages 16 points per game. And in the ball game for the first time is Tyler Cole Ross, 6'5 sophomore, who returned to this team 2 games ago. So at the free throw line, Anthony Lee, lefty free throw, rattles home. And Kentucky Tech leads 10-9. Just about 4 minutes in, a 2-3 zone by Kentucky Tech. Jabril Diallo plays over to the right wing. That's to Black, and a high-low look by Tyler Cole Ross to Cuthbertson, and Cuthbertson muscles it in, and a good high-low look by TKR right there. Cuthbertson's got 9. 9 of his team's 11, and Mack leads by a point. Here's a drive left of the lane. DJ Washington attacks the rack quickly, and he scores over the outstretched hands of both Ross and Cuthbertson. And a 12-11 lead for Kentucky Tech. To the right wing, Thompson, head of the circle. This is Diallo. Diallo, two-handed chest pass over to the left wing. That's to Morgan. They're looking for Zach in the high post. Can't find him. Skip it over to the right wing. Thompson thought about the triple, turned it down. Here's a drive by Diallo. Thompson cuts toward the goal. Double clutches in the air. Won't get the shot, but he will go to the free throw line.
Yeah, you can definitely tell these guys are trying to penetrate the paint as much as possible. They've had a lot of wide open looks at the three, and they've passed them up and tried to penetrate the paint, much like what Western Kentucky's doing to them. They're actually being able to penetrate and score inside as well.
Well, Luke Strage talked about a difficult matchup. They're all very small and very quick as Thompson misses the free throw. Darius only a 59% free throw shooter on the year. And here comes Amar Miller into the ball game. Amar had 2 highlights in the last 3 possessions with about a minute and a half left in Moberly that just blew your mind. He hit a 30-foot three and then spun a 360 on a shot in the lane. Darius missed them both. So it's a 12-11 lead for Kentucky Tech with the basketball. Dribble, weave, handoff. That's to Washington. Goes right by Thompson. Thompson jumps over him, and then TKR blocked the shot. Oh, mercy. Calhoun grabs the loose ball. His follow won't go. And now Diallo has it on the run. Fiala with a left hand out of the left corner. TKR has it, looks for a drive, puts back to the basket, now bounces it to Miller. Now to Cuthbertson on the left baseline. He dribbles out to the corner. Now he'll wheel around to the right side, right elbow, and the pass deflected out of bounds. Mack will have it back. Now, when I said Darius Thompson jumped over DJ Washington, yes, he literally...
That was quite a pump fake. Over it was him. Quite a pump fake. There was a pump fake on the shot, and Darius bit on it, and then literally jumped over like his head went over between his legs, and he didn't touch him, and so it was no foul.
That was amazing. Here's a three-pointer in the corner by Black, and Darius Thompson finds the bottom of the net. It's a 14-12 lead for Mac. 14:48 remaining in the first half. We're back in a minute right here on J98.
90-ounce Shaw carpeting? Nothing beats it, and Hopkins Floor Company has it for over 20% less than area competitors. Right now, get Shaw 90-ounce carpet for just $3.66 a square foot, plus 18 months no-interest financing, plus a lifetime stain and installation warranty. And this 90-ounce Shaw carpeting is made with R2X stain repellent, so it'll look great for years to come. Compare it anywhere. Shaw 90-ounce carpeting at Hopkins Floor Company, Highway 67 South of Festus, and HopkinsFloorCo.com. Sounds like love.
A special night with Daryl Worley. A special guest, Matt Kennan, is Saturday, February 11th at the Arcadia Academy. VIP tickets are only $100, and you can enjoy dinner at 5:30, plus tickets in the first four rows for the concert, which begins at 7, or get show tickets for only $25. Details at ArcadiaValleyAcademy.com. Don't miss Daryl Worley, February 11th at Arcadia Valley Academy in Arcadia. Brought to you by First State Community Bank.
5 minutes in, here's the pace we're on, Kevin. 112-96 will be our final score. So we'll see if the pace holds up. And now here's Evan Hayden with it. He's over on that left wing, a back cut by Anthony Lee down the left side of the lane, and he misses the layup. A nice try. Cuthbertson clears the rebound. Zach is in the backcourt double team. Passes out of that traffic to Miller. Miller now driving left of the lane. Fires one down to the left corner to Thompson. Thompson going to dribble that back up out along the wing. Float one to Diallo. Diallo between the circles. Now to the right wing. This is Miller. Miller back to Jabril, head of the circle. Jabril works it back over to Miller. Miller looking for the drive along the right baseline. Turn back away. Free throw line jumper by Cuthbertson. Missed it. Kind of alligator armed that shot. And then the loose ball is taken by Kentucky Tech, but then thrown back off of Thompson and out of bounds. And so Kentucky Tech has it back, with Devin Thomas checking back in. He'll come in for Zach Cuthbertson, who'll get his first rest. A 14-12 lead, just a two-point advantage for the Cardinals. Kentucky Tech with the basketball.
I just got a report that halftime at the Lady Cardinals game up at Jeffco, and they're losing 44-35 at halftime. 44-35.
Okay. 9-point advantage for Jeffco. Yep. Mack had a good second-half surge the last time those two played. We'll have to see if that happens here tonight. Anthony Lee, guarded by Diallo. He backs it out to half court. Left hand dependent. He drives with that left hand. Goes off the window. Can't hit the shot, but he is going to go to the free throw line. It's Jabril fouled him. And Kevin, do you remember when we covered these guys the first time and we noticed that Anthony Lee really played with his left hand a lot because he has a disability?
Yeah,
with
that's
that right.
Right
arm.
That's right.
And really an amazing talent. If you look at his right arm, it's much smaller than his left arm. And he's a guy that just blew our minds with that last time. And the ball slapped out of bounds. It'll be Kentucky Tech basketball.
Tell you what, I am amazed at how these guys are able to get to the rim the way they're doing. They're doing a good job penetrating in the paint and either scoring or dishing off. Playing well so far.
You know, you think about it. You talk about a four-out, one-in offense. These guys are five out. I mean, they're all gone.
Yep.
And now here's a drive, and DJ Washington can't finish, but he is going to go to the free throw line. And Kentucky Tech has gone to the free throw line several times already. This one on Miller. First one on Amar. And now DJ Washington goes to the stripe. He's got 4 points. Averages 22 on the year. The team averages 104. So Washington has two shots upcoming. First one is another Manilon. 5 points for DJ. Washington back to the stripe. And looking to tie the game, and he does so. We're all knotted up at 14. 13:40 remaining in the first half. Amar Miller plays it in to Jabril Diallo. A 2-3 zone. Kentucky Tech will play this all night. Now Jabril drives through the middle. They play it down to the right corner to Morgan. Morgan to Diallo on that right wing. Looks for a drive, then stopped, and back out to Miller. Miller, head of the circle. Two-handed chest pass. This is Tyler Cole Ross. Back to Miller to the right wing, Diallo. Diallo looks for a bounce underneath for Thomas. Those quick guards intercept. Lee floats it up ahead. Washington. Washington attacks to the middle to the right wing. This is Hayden outside of the arc. Now they'll back it out, working the half courts. These Kentucky Tech players are quick, but this time Tyler Cole Ross taps it away, and Miller is out on the run and lays it in with a right hand on the other end. Amar Miller has two. Tyler Cole Ross averaging a steal, 1.7 steals per game. He actually hasn't played as many games, but he does lead this team in assists per game. This Tyler Cole Ross at 3.5, and Diallo does a nice job slapping it away and off of Lee, and so it'll be Mac basketball back up by two. We see a little of that that tape on Darius Thompson's right shoulder. Got that one a little nicked up. Darius, though, good to go here tonight. And now here's Miller, top of the key. Darius plays underneath to Thomas. Good pass that time. And that's where Devin Thomas finishes the play down underneath. If you can swing the ball side to side, Kevin, and make that zone rotate, that's when you'll have those alleys to pass.
You're exactly right. Devin did a good job sealing inside on that post. A great entry pass right to him on the block where he's not going to be denied.
An incredible drive by Anthony Lee. Lee spins and then reverses it in with a left hand. And an 18-16 advantage. Just a two-point lead for Mack. Top of the key, this is Miller to the right wing. Thompson drives to the right baseline, throws it back up top to Miller. Miller between the circles. It's Cuthbertson in the high post, right elbow. Back to the right corner, and that's to Thompson. Back to Zach, top of the key, back to Thompson. A long three for Darius, and that one is short. Good battle for the rebound, and there are two stars on the floor fighting with it. They wrap it up and call a timeout, and so we'll take it with them. 18-16, just a two-point lead for Mack. 11:52 remaining in the first half. But it's Kentucky Tech basketball when we come back on the other side of this 30-second pause on J98.
Do you want to save more money but struggle with a good way to do it? Neura Bank wants to help you accomplish that goal. Hi, I'm Paul Hale, and our new product, called Roundup Savings, allows you to have any transaction made with your debit card automatically round up to the next whole dollar. The difference is transferred right into another Neura Bank account of your choosing. It's that simple, and it's just that easy to save with Neura Bank. Visit or call one of our branches in Fredericktown, Farmington, Park Hills, Deloge, or Bon Terre, or check out our website at neurabank.com to learn more. Neura Bank, member FDIC.
Let's thank a few sponsors as we come back to Paducah, Kentucky tonight on J98. Brad Wooten Auto Body of Ironton and Fleegs Equipment of St. Genevieve sponsoring our coverage of Mineral Area College basketball tonight. Mack ladies trail by 9 at the half on the road at Jeffco tonight. We'll keep you updated on how they're doing. 18-16, it's a narrow two-point advantage here for the Mineral Area College Cardinals at Kentucky Tech, Western Kentucky Tech here in Paducah. Top of the key, it's Anthony Lee over the right wing. Hayden has it. Hayden going to back it out to half court. Guarded by Thompson, bounces it over to Lee. Lee drives along the baseline. Cuthbertson blocks his shot. Thomas has the loose ball. Fires a 50-foot pass up ahead. Miller now scoops it over to Morgan. Morgan attacks along the right side and gets fouled going in. What an outlet pass by Devin Thomas, though.
Tell you what, it's a great block by Zach, and then Devin got the ball. You're right, made a pinpoint pass down the floor, about 80 feet down the floor for a strike.
Terrific look. And that whistle goes against Anthony Lee. That's his first. And to the free throw line, well, it's the Cardinals' best free throw shooter, Lamar Morgan, at 83%. Lamar's got two, and number 22 notches the first. He's got 3 points.
Yeah, Lamar, talked to him the last few days. You know, when he was at the Moberly game, it probably wasn't one of his best games, and he had redone his hair. He kind of had a slick back, and he was kind of so I talked to him and I said, you know, I don't know if we can go with that same hairdo again. And so he's going with it all fluffed out now. We didn't think he had enough wind resistance with that other. Now he's got the wind resistance for a better game tonight.
Well, he only scored 5 in that one, so
right,
he might have been on to something
right
there. Now here's a drive down the middle. Kentucky Tech has it. Left baseline jumper that will not fall. And we're going the other way. Devin Hart missed it. Thompson's on the run. Uses the offhand to push off. Sometimes you'll get called for that. Over to the left wing, here's Miller. Miller looking for a jitterbug drive, cut off, and plays it to Morgan. Morgan, dribble weave handoff right back to him. Miller, two-handed chest pass, right wing. That's to Thompson. They whip it over to the left side. That's to Morgan once again. Mack passing along the perimeter. And now Thompson's got it. And in the high post, Cuthbertson can't find him there. Miller head of the circle with 4, 3. Thompson with 2, 1. Launches at the buzzer. Misses the 3. Devin Thomas has the rebound. Miss. Rebound. Stick it in. Devin Thomas has 4. 22-16. Mineral Area College by 6 points. Largest lead of the game for Mack. Comes at the 10-20 mark of the first half. Hayden has it. Right wing, top of the key, Lee. And Mack, after getting beat on the dribble drives, Kevin, has shifted into his zone here.
Yeah.
In the right corner, this is Jay Shod Fleming. Fleming turns it loose. They play it back over to the left corner, and Hart, nifty pump fake, got the defender Cuthbertson to fly by, then steps in and fires one home from 15 feet. Nice looking shot by Devin Hart. He's got 7 points. And the Mineral Area College lead is only 4. That was the lead at the half the last time these two met. In Park Hills, an entry pass to Thomas. Thomas double-teamed and fouled. And then he shoves Lee down, but the foul occurred first. And that is only the third team foul whistled against Western Kentucky Tech. Neither one of these teams on pace to be in the bonus in the first half. The whistle going against Jay Shod Fleming is first. Mack basketball, they'll line up their 4 players from corner to corner. And left of the bucket along the baseline, it'll be Diallo to put it in play. Screen set by Thomas. They're trying to get it to Morgan. They find him on the left wing. Down to the left corner, Jabril. Jabril plays it to Morgan. Top of the key, back to Jabril on the left wing. And Morgan, head of the circle. Jabril, 2-man game. Good screen by Thomas. Jabril drives the baseline. Pops it out to Thompson. Top of the key, Morgan. Wide open, 3. Stroke it! Lamar Morgan's got his first triple, and he's got 7 points. He's found the right hairdo. Apparently.
Yes, that's what I was going to say. He's found the right hairdo. And he's looking good.
25-18. Lamar hits the 3. And the drive along the baseline by Jabril sucks the top of that zone down flat and created that opening for Morgan. But here's Devin Hart. My gosh. He pops it right over the top of the defense from 17 feet and stuck it home. He's got 9 points. And 25-20, Mack by just 5. Here's Cuthbertson working deep in the paint. Muscles it through traffic. He hits the shot, and he's headed to the free throw line. I mean, he was wearing stars like a backpack right
there.
Yeah,
he was. He carried him up. He had a guy draped over his arm and still managed to get that ball up and through the hoop.
Tough, muscular shot by Zach Cuthbertson right there. He'll be playing next year at UNC Wilmington. You might see him in the NCAA tournament.
I was going to say, you know, he's good. He is really a good player. He's going to fit in really nicely over there.
Cuthbertson, a 75% free throw shooter coming in, has missed both of his free throws tonight so far. That was the second foul on Jay Shod Fleming, by the way. And now here's a drive right down the right side of the lane, and DJ Washington beat a guy off the bounce, and then with a high floater off the top of the backboard, went right over the shot blocker Thomas. This kid's got some game now.
Tell you what, several of those kids got some game. They're playing really well tonight. And just like they did last time at Mack, I mean, these guys are good.
They don't blink. And now here's Diallo. Diallo does a great job driving past the first line of defenders, but then not driving into the second line of defenders, and he knocks down the free throw line jumper as Mack leads by 7 one more time. 29-22. Here's Washington over on that left wing. Plays it to Brandon Washington. They're not from the same town, but here's Brandon now. Tries a triple, missed it. Morgan has the rebound. Morgan throws it to Jabril. Jabril will bring it up the floor. Jabril turns on the Jets now. Drives it with the left hand. Throws it down to the left corner. Morgan had an open 3. Didn't want it. Says, let's run some offense. Back to the top of the key. Jabril back to Morgan. Morgan looking for a drive along the baseline. Fires it off the window. Missed it. Cuthbertson taps it back in. And the Zach attack getting work done. 13 for Cuthbertson in the first half. And Mineral Area College has its largest lead. 31-22 Mack. 7:35 remaining in the first half. We'll tell you more in 30 seconds on J98.
Having great insurance is, well, great, but knowing who will repair your auto right and quickly is just as important. That's why you should know about Brad Wooten Auto Body. With over 20 years of hands-on experience, Brad Wooten continues to set the standards of excellence. Brad Wooten Auto Body is a direct repair facility, has loaner cars available, and offers you the same factory-trained ASE and ICAR certified technicians you're accustomed to. Now, the award-winning Brad Wooten Auto Body, across from the Ozarks Regional Library in Ironton, soon to be the number one repair facility in Southeast Missouri.
Well, Kevin, much to the way we saw things go at the first meeting between these two, Mineral Area College utilizing its size, Zach Cuthbertson with 13 down in the paint, and Matt controlling the backboards as well. What is it, a 10-3 advantage?
Yes, yeah, so far the rebound is Mack with 10 and Western Kentucky Tech with 3. So, yeah, you can tell they're definitely playing above the rim, and that's a huge advantage for Mineral in this game.
Big advantage there. It's a 1-2-2 half-court trapping zone for Mack. Loose ball taken away by Morgan. Morgan now at half court, fires it up ahead to Black. Now Thomas, the trailer, he was gathering for the jam and got fouled on the way in.
Yes, he was. Yeah, he was starting to wind up for the big dunk there, and he got it fouled, poked away from him there right at the last second.
That's the first foul whistled against DJ Washington, and Thomas will go to the free throw line. Devin averaging 13 points, 6.7 rebounds, leads the team with 82 blocks, and he's third in the entire country in that category. He has been exactly what this team needed. That tremendous rim protector, as Thompson will check out and Diallo will check back in. Let's set the lineup for you. Miller, Diallo, Tyler Cole Ross, Lamar Morgan, and Devin Thomas, who made the first but missed the second free throw. 32-22, first double-digit lead for Mack. Comes at the seven-minute mark of the first half of play. Out at half court, Anthony Lee calls out the play. And Mineral Area College going with a 2-3 zone look right here. It's Miller and Diallo at the head of this zone, but here's a three launched by Brandon Washington. Says, that's no problem. Zones have gaps. And he stepped right into one and tossed it through. They set a nice little screen for him at the top of that thing as well. And 32-25, Mineral Area by just seven. Top of the key, here's Diallo. Diallo to the left wing, Morgan. Morgan right back to Jabril at the head of the circle. Morgan's got an open three, and he strokes this one. Bang, bang for Lamar Morgan, and he's got 10. Zach Cuthbertson and Lamar Morgan have combined for 23 points, nearly matching the output of the Stars. And we're back to a 10-point advantage, 35-25. Lee gets it in the high post, stolen away by Tyler Cole Ross. Cole Ross at that right elbow. Morgan the trailer. Dribble weave handoff. This is Miller on the left wing. Miller down to the left corner. That's to Morgan. He drives, slashes, but has the ball dislodged. And it should be a tie-up unless the Stars got a timeout first, which is exactly looks like what they did then. So 35-25, Mack by 10, 5:54 remaining in the first half. Timeout by Kentucky Tech, and we're back in 30 seconds on J98.
Get anytime access with Unico Bank's 24-hour banking service. All you need is a touch-tone phone. You can check your current loan balances, check on your last loan payment, get the due date of your next loan payment, transfer funds between accounts current time, as well as check out your account balance. It is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, including holidays. It is easy to use. To find out more, stop at a Unico Bank near you in Potosi, Irondale, or Deloge, or unicobank.com. Unico Bank, homegrown, locally owned, locally operated. For you.
I want to thank Christian Cooper for engineering and operating our game tonight. Back in the studio over on our affiliates KREI tonight, the Missouri Tigers underway. We'll get you an update on their score as we go along as well. The Mack women were trailing by 9 at the half at Jeffco. So a whole lot going on the air tonight. Hillsborough and Festus. Our game on AM 1400, KJF this evening. And then over at the Bob Seacrest Fieldhouse tonight, the home of these Cardinals, well, they're playing the consolation side of the MAAA tournament. We'll be there to broadcast the girls' semifinals tomorrow night and then the boys' semifinals Friday night with the third place and championship games coming up on Saturday. So a lot of basketball coming your way right here on the Boots. Mizzou against Texas A&M, and that one just getting underway. It just tipped off in College Station. So 35-25, Mack by 10. It's Kentucky Tech basketball. Here's a drive by Washington setting up a wide-open three for Anthony Lee. He buries that one, and really it's been the driving ability of the Stars, whether it's getting to the rim and the free-throw line or then kicking back for the open jumper. That has kind of allowed them to stay in this thing, Kevin.
Yeah, you can definitely tell that's their motive tonight is to be able to drive in, penetrate the gaps, and then either shoot it or kick out. And, boy, they've been successful at it so far.
Tyler Cole Ross has it at the free throw line. Distributes to the right wing. Morgan misses the three. Cuthbertson's got the rebound. And as he tried to pivot and go up for the shot, it slapped off of him, but then off of his shin and out of bounds. Devin Thomas quickly up and off the bench. They still call it the pine. You got plastic chairs, but would that still be okay?
Well, I was going to say, they do have pine here. They do have pine bleachers, but they've got the plastic chairs in front of them. So
I think it should still be acceptable.
I think it's all right.
It's a, yeah.
And this, speaking of pine, this is kind of an old school gym here. It's kind of a quaint little gym with the wooden bleachers.
For some reason, though, halfway up it says no seating beyond this row. So
that's kind of scary.
It doesn't get too high.
Right. I do see that sign now. That's kind of a scary thought. You don't want to go too high. I guess they're afraid they might fall in.
35-28, Mac by 7, 2-3 zone by the Cardinals. And Kentucky Tech with the basketball, top of the key, Lee. He just hit the three the last time down. Now Brandon Washington tries the triple, and that one bounces in. These guys are hanging in. Washington's got 2 threes. He's got 6, and the margin is only 4 for Mineral Area College, 35-31. Miller has it in the left corner, plays it to the top of the key. Diallo has the ball stolen away. Washington driving it on him and lays it in. These stars are playing tough. DJ Washington has 10. We've got a 2-point contest, 35-33. Mac leads by only a pair. This is the 8th-ranked team in the country. Miller, a wide-open three, buried it from 25 feet. Might have been his second longest one of the year, Kevin.
Yeah, it was. I tell you what, these officials, too, these guys are letting these guys play. This is unlike what we saw at Moberly, where they had a lot of fouls, a lot of free throws. These guys are, the refs are letting these guys play.
They are. Diallo slapped it away. Miller drives it, kicks to the right corner. That's Thompson. Thompson flips it over to Tyler Cole Ross, back to the right corner. And Miller thinks about a three. Buried it! Bang! Bang! Amar Miller! 2 threes for Amar. He's got 8 and stretches the lead back to 8. 41-33. 3:40 remaining in the first half. Anthony Lee guarded by Miller out near half court. Lee spins a 360, got his shoulder by Miller and laid it in. Anthony Lee's got 10. Can't tell you how impressed I am with this guy. Averages 16 per game. 41-33, or should be 41-35 now.
Yeah.
Should be a 6-point lead for Mineral Area. They just haven't put the points up yet. Miller, another three, and he misses that one. Devin Thomas grabbed the rebound, goes to Tyler Cole Ross. Low post, Tyler going to play it out to Thompson. Thompson slashes in, surrounded by stars. And now they play it underneath to Devin Thomas. He says enough of this noise, and he rises up, and he rocks the rim.
And another great pass by Tyler Cole Ross. Kind of swung it around, kind of a no-look pass, and it was a pinpoint pass right into Devin Thomas.
Tyler leads the team, actually, in assists per ball game at 3.5 per contest. 43-33, this pass zipped out of bounds. Actually, it should be 43-35. They never did put it at the Stars' last bucket. But Kentucky Tech turns it over there, and Mack has it back. Diallo, Cuthbertson, Thomas.
There they go.
Thompson, there it is. Here's Diallo now to the right wing, Miller. Miller of the 2 threes in the last 3 possessions. Now it's to Thompson. Thompson's got it right of the lane. Goes down to Cuthbertson in the corner, gets it right back. And now plays it up high to Miller. Miller now drives it in. Has it slapped away, but Thomas grabs the loose ball. Can't fire it in from 6 feet out. The rebound is tapped out of bounds by Kentucky Tech. And here's a new player for Kentucky Tech. It's Lawrence Johnson, a 6'7". Chiseled dude out of Riverdale, Georgia. Coach Mike Chumbler said, I'm going to play him 6 games, set him and redshirt him this year. So here's one of the 6. Have fun, Lawrence. That guy's a rock, though. An inbounds pass played underneath to Thompson. And Black ducks in behind the defense and gets the easy score. He's got 5. And the margin is back to 10, 45-35. Mack leads at 2:21 remaining in the first half. We'll tell you more in a minute on J98.
Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston. Look out! Here comes the throat roll! They have what you like. From a Lambert's double burger to a pulled pork sandwich to golden fried frog legs, and let's not forget about all the white beans a body can stand. Extras and pass arounds. Well, you're sure to find something you like. Take a trip back to yesteryear. As you stroll through the entrance, you smell the familiar aroma of down home food. Oh, and look out! Here comes a throat roll. Hot, gigantic throat rolls. Lambert's Cafe, East Malone in Sykeston.
Hello, everybody. This is Mike Overman, Athletic Director for Mineral Area College. I'd like to invite you, your family, and friends to join us as we celebrate Cardinal Fever during homecoming on February 25th. We'll have an alumni reunion, MAC memorabilia, and halftime fun for kids. But most of all, come cheer on the MAC Cardinals against State Fair. First 700 fans through the door will receive a free Mac Homecoming t-shirt. It's all happening at Mac's Homecoming on February 25th. We'll see you there.
Mineral Area Illinois College leading on the road by 10, 45-35 at Western Kentucky Tech. Three-pointer up by the Stars, won't go. Long rebound, Cuthbertson's got it. Zach with a nifty crossover dribble to stay away from the quick defender to the right wing. This is Morgan. Morgan slides inside, goes to the left hand, and scoops it up and in. Lamar has 12 first half points, and he's extended the lead to 12, 47-35. 1:45 remaining in this first half. A drive to the right side. Washington, the shot was at least altered by Thomas that time, and Cuthbertson takes it down to the other end. Down to the right corner, he plays to Thompson. Thompson double-teamed. Ball slapped out of bounds, and Mack will have it back. So 47-35, Mack still on a 100-point clip. Last time these two met, Mineral Area scored 91. Diallo going to put it in play from the right corner. Thomas setting a screen for Morgan, but then he slips it and gets down right in the middle and then hooks it over the top of the chiseled Calhoun. Devin's got 19 points, and the lead is now 14. Oh. Calhoun comes down the other way, and Thomas doesn't block his shot, but he says, "You're not dunking on me."
Yeah, he was going to dunk that one hard, too. Like you said, this guy's chiseled, big guy, chiseled. I was getting ready to put a big dunk on it, and Thomas said, not in this house.
Not in your house.
Not in your house or my house. That's right. As he blocks that, but does get called for the foul.
Or I think Devin would also extend that to the adjacent apartment complex.
Yes.
And the YMCA.
Yeah, the YMCA down the street. Not here, not anywhere.
Lawrence Johnson misses the first free throw. And Tyler Cole Ross checking in for Devin, who picked up his second personal. 49-35. Mack by 14. Second free throw goes down for Johnson. And Mack leads it by 13 now. 1:22 remaining in the first half. Miller in. Got Miller, Diallo, Tyler Cole Ross, Morgan, and Cuthbertson. Hey, that sounds like a good lineup.
They all sound like a pretty good lineup, don't they?
Top of the key. Here's Diallo. Two-handed chest pass. Nearly stolen by DJ Washington. Back up top to Jabril. Over to the right wing, Miller. Miller to TKR. TKR, good pump fake, but plays it right back outside to Morgan, who just flat lost it on the dribble drive. Washington headed the other way. A bouncer to Lee. Lee attacks. His shot blocked, but he's going to the free throw line. These dudes do get down the floor about as fast as anyone you'll see.
They do, and they do a great job of just getting to the rim.
Second foul on Diallo. Out of the free throw line, this is Anthony Lee once again. 60 sophomore out of St. Louis has already 10 points in this game. He only had three last time these two played. So here's Lee to the free throw line. And Luke Streggy talking to Tyler Cole Ross right now as Lee makes the first free throw. Says, Tyler, you got to shoot the ball. Tyler's been very reluctant to take shots since his return.
Yeah, he's trying to feel his way kind of back in the system again, being away for as long as he was. And he'll get there. He'll get there. He's getting his confidence back.
He will. He's just overpassing a little bit. Yeah. Lee strokes them both. He's got 12. And Lee's down to 11. 49-38. 1 minute remaining in the first half. Mack with the lead. Miller to Thompson, head of the circle to the right wing. This is Tyler Cole Ross. Now to the top of the key, Cuthbertson. Cuthbertson over to Morgan. It's five out right now. Nobody in for Mack as Miller throws a bullet down to the right corner. That's to Thompson. TKR goes behind the back, slapped out of bounds, and fortunately, Mack will have it back.
Yeah, fortunately, because I think Tyler actually hit that out. But
it looked like it.
Yeah, he tried to kind of take it around his back and kind of hit it out.
Morgan going to put it in play, though. He's got Miller out at half court. A little jostling for position down in the paint off of the inbound. And now here we go. 43 seconds left, first half. Miller picks the dribble up, finds Thompson. Darius plays it into the high post. This is Cuthbertson through a double team and fouled on his way in. This team does not have an answer for Zach Cuthbertson.
No, he's just so strong and so quick inside. He caught that and just made a quick spin move to his right and was able to get to the basket before they had a chance to foul him.
Foul on Johnson. I mean, think about it. He's really a matchup nightmare for just about anybody. As Cuthbertson hits the free throw, Zackett has a tremendous first half with 14.
Yeah, to me, he's probably one of the MVP on this team. He's really made a big difference on the team this year as far as having someone with his size and quickness and shooting ability, can handle the ball. He can do it all.
Well, he leads them in points, rebounds, and steals. That gives you an idea of his wide skill set. 51-38, Mineral Area by 13. Near steal, Lee regroups and grabs it, though. There's a seven-second difference between the shot clock and the game clock, but as Lee loses it out of bounds, There will be no shot clock the rest of the way because it'll be MAC basketball. And 51-38. And Luke Strege is looking for the last shot right here. So Darius Thompson will dribble it up to the timeline with 13. He's got Miller to his right, Cuthbertson to his left with 10. Darius with 8. Keeps the dribble alive. Drives left to the lane. Plays it to the left corner. Cuthbertson, 3 ball. Got it! Zach Cuthbertson with 18 first half points. A blistering offensive show for the Zach attack. And Mac on top, 54-38. Your halftime show in 2 minutes on J98.
Money, 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 money.
Jason, what are you going on about now?
Money, savings. Our customers, Hustler Fast Track Mowers.
Yes. Did you know that right now customers can save $500 off Hustler Fast Track Mowers?
Obviously. That's why I'm singing money, money, money. It's time for everyone to save big money on the mower that sets the highest standard for all other brands to reach.
Hurry into Fliggs Equipment today and save big money on the Hustler Fast Track Mower.
Really? I already said that.
Well, I said it too. Fliggs Equipment, let our family serve your family. Highway 32 in St. Genevieve and on the Outer Service Road at the Ludington exit.
And online 24/7 at Fliggs.com.
Do you want to save more money but struggle with a good way to do it? Neura Bank wants to help you accomplish that goal. Hi, I'm Paul Hale, and our new product, called Roundup Savings, allows you to have any transaction made with your debit card automatically round up to the next whole dollar. The difference is transferred right into another New Era Bank account of your choosing. It's that simple, and it's just that easy to save with New Era Bank. Visit or call one of our branches in Fredericktown, Farmington, Park Hills, Deloge, or Bon Terre, or check out our website at newerabank.com to learn more. New Era Bank, member FDIC.
Having great insurance is, well, great, but knowing who will repair your auto right and quickly is just as important. That's why you should know about Brad Wooten Auto Body. With over 20 years of hands-on experience, Brad Wooten continues to set the standards of excellence. Brad Wooten Auto Body is a direct repair facility, has loaner cars available, and offers you the same factory-trained ASC and ICAR certified technicians you're accustomed to. Now, the award-winning Brad Wooten Auto Body, across from the Ozarks Regional Library in Ironton, soon to be the number one repair facility in Southeast Missouri.
To 38, it's halftime, and the Mineral Area College Cardinals on the road at Western Kentucky Tech have 4 points less than they scored the entire game last time out,
right,
against Moberly.
Right.
Completely different.
It's
game.
A different, completely different game. I mean, this game is really up and down, obviously, and then the other one was more half court, and then the foul situation is you've got different sets of refs, and refs kind of call games differently.
Sure.
These refs are kind of really letting these guys play more, whereas I thought the refs at Moberly played it really called it pretty tight.
They did,
and kept that game pretty under tight.
So 54-38 is our score here. Mineral Area College leads by 16 points. And Kevin, it sounds like as the Mineral Area women trailed by 9 at the half at Jeffco, sounds like Coach Cuck got him fired up.
I think you're right. I've been getting some updates here from Jason, who went to the game, and he said I guess Coach must have got a technical, but soon after that happened, now they're only down one. It's 53-52 on last report, and sounds like they're playing a little bit better, a little more spirited game. Moberly with these women too, and Moberly, boy, I thought this team was just bad, and they were playing really, really bad. And then with a couple minutes to go in the third quarter, in that fourth quarter, just had a new spirit about them. And all of a sudden, they made a humongous comeback, being down almost 30 or over 30.
They were down 31.
And then they
pulled it within 8.
Right. Boy. So, I mean, they showed that if they can just play with that spirit, that they can play with about anybody. And sounds like they've kind of starting to get things together now. This would be a big win for them if they can pull this out against Jefferson. They're, one of the local rivals, and it'd be a nice win for them.
Well, plus the Mineral Area College ladies do have only the one win in Region 16 play against Jeffco.
Yes.
They would like to stay ahead of them.
Yeah, because if they can beat them, that means they won't get the last seed, which, you don't want that last seed. You want to be up as high as you can.
So this one is a high-scoring, high-octane affair. And for these stars from Kentucky Tech, they stayed in it for a while. Mac would pull out to a lead, and the Stars would come back a little bit. It was 35-31, in fact, before Mineral Area College pushed away over the final 5 minutes of this one, outscoring the Stars 19-7 over the final 5 minutes. But for Western Kentucky Tech, Kevin, it was their quickness in driving the basketball to the goal. They'd get layups, free throws, or a kick out for an open jumper. And that's when Luke Strege says, okay, I've seen enough of that. We're going to the zone.
Yeah. You know, and I tell you what, you got to hand it to Western Kentucky Tech that they're playing a really good game. You know, they're doing a good job of penetrating. They're hitting their shots, hitting threes. The big difference is Mac, of course, is dominating the boards. That looks like it's in the first half it was 14-5 on rebounds. But they're just playing above the rim, and a lot of their points are either they're making them come and sag in and guard that inside because of our post play, and then that kind of opened us to hit a few threes kind of down the stretch, kind of open this game up a little bit.
And we've noted this along the way this season, Kevin, is this Mineral Area College team, as compared to last year, can win in so many different ways. If they face a small team, they have that size
right.
that they can go to.
Right.
You know, if they need tremendous play from their guards, they can get that. If they need to play in the full court, fine, which is what they're doing here tonight. If they can play in the half court game, that's fine too.
Right.
This is a team that really can win in a variety of ways.
Yeah.
So at the half, 54-38, it's Mineral Area College leading it by 16 points, and we'll break down all the scoring coming up after this 2 minute timeout on J98.
The choice of an insurance company is an important one. You want someone to provide you with the best policy, with the best price, and the best service a company possibly can. Welcome home to Missouri Alliance Mutual Insurance Company. Hi, I'm Kim Fisher.
And I'm Chris Schamberg. Missouri Alliance Mutual Insurance Company provides you with the best policy, the best price, and the best service we possibly can.
We are and will continue to be a hometown company with hometown values, servicing insurance needs in Perry County, St. Genevieve County, and in the surrounding areas.
You're at home with Missouri Alliance Mutual Insurance Company. Call our offices today in Perryville at 573-547-6633 or in St. Genevieve at 883-3520 or online at moalliance.ins.com.
13995. Do we have your attention? That's the price. The price of a brand new tractor with loader at Coles Tractor and Equipment. From LS Tractor, the major brand distributor, we can offer the XG3025 tractor with loader as low as $13,995. That's a 25-horsepower diesel engine tractor with quick-attach loader and skid-steer quick-attach bucket. Modern stylish design, this compact four-wheel drive tractor is smart in design and style with that distinctive blue color. Synchronized shuttle shift transmission makes changing directions easier and has more operating speeds than other in its class. More legroom with side-mounted gear levers maximizes space and makes getting off this tractor easier. The adjustable seat keeps you comfortable, and we know the better the ride, the longer you'll want to work. So get your farm and home projects complete this spring with your favorite color of blue, the LS Tractor Blue, at the incredibly priced $13,995. Stop by Coles Tractor and Equipment, 1 mile east of Farmington, and see what all the fuss is about. Or give us a call at 573-756-4353.
Well, we're in bluegrass country tonight. Kentucky is our location. Paducah, Kentucky is the Mineral Area College. Cardinals are on the road at Western Kentucky Tech, and they're leading here at the half, 54-38. Your eighth-ranked Cardinals, 24-1 on the season, looking to start a new winning streak. Let's go ahead and go down your scoring now. You know, Devin Hart looked like Josh Hart for a while. This ball game,
yes,
he did. Good. He's got 9 points. 1 point for Lawrence Johnson. DJ Washington has 10. Brandon Washington with 6. And Anthony Lee has 12 points. For the Mineral Area College Cardinals, Jabril Diallo with a pair. Darius Thompson has 5. Amar Miller sparked him as he hit a couple of threes, and he's got 8 points. Devin Thomas tough inside with 9. Lamar Morgan doing his thing with 12. But the player that just no answer for is Zach Cuthbertson. Cuthbertson has been too strong in the paint. He's been too quick on the drives. And when they leave him alone outside, well, there's trouble there too.
Yeah, he's Mr. I can do everything, and he can.
So Zach Cuthbertson leads all scores with 18 points. He scored 27 for a season high the last time these two teams played. And we have another update coming in maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, I think we got an update coming in. You know, last time we talked, it was 53-52 them. And so.
And we're talking about Mac and Jeffco Women.
Yes, we're talking about Mac and Jeffco Women. And that's a big game. It's a rivalry game. And so, you know, that's an important win that I know Coach Cuck always wants to win that, you know, and it's a big rivalry between him and Jeff Coe and him and Coach Jarvis. And I know that game, I think, is currently being aired on KJF.
It isn't. I thought it was going to be, but KJF has Hillsborough and Festus tonight.
Oh, okay.
So we do not have that one. So we'll keep folks.
So we'll have to keep everybody updated on that, right?
Let's tell folks what's happening, though, on AM 800 KREI right now as the Missouri Tigers. Talk about breaking a big streak. Missouri Tigers have lost 14 in a row.
Before you do that, let me go into at the end of the third, it's 64-60. Mac is winning at the end of the third. 64.
Mac pulled ahead.
So they're that little. Spirit I talked about, it's working so far. They're playing well.
Well, we're going to have to recommend that Coach Cuck get more technical fouls, apparently.
That's right.
Only one a game, though. Not,
that's
not
right.
two, Coach.
That's right.
Not two. Okay. So on the road, Missouri is playing at College Station, and Texas A&M leads 17-12. And that one, as we said, is in College Station, and it looks like just over 11 minutes remaining in the first half of that one. That one is on our affiliate, AM800KREI. Let's thank a few sponsors now that we have a moment. We'd like to thank Unico Bank of Potosi, Deloge and Irondale. We'd like to thank Crown Collision of Farmington, New Era Bank from Farmington and Coles Tractor and Equipment, also in Farmington. We're back to Paducah, Kentucky at Western Kentucky Tech, where the Mineral Area College Cardinals lead at the break, 54-38. Tell you more in 2 minutes on J98.
Get anytime access with Unico Bank's 24-hour banking service. All you need is a touch-tone phone. You can check your current loan balances, check on your last loan payments, get the due date of your next loan payment, transfer funds between accounts current time, as well as check out your account balance. It is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, including holidays. It is easy to use. To find out more, stop at a Unico Bank near you in Potosi, Irondale, or Deloge, or unicobank.com. Unico Bank, homegrown, locally owned, locally operated for you.
Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston.
Look out! Here comes the throat roll!
They have what you like. From a Lambert's double burger to a pulled pork sandwich to golden fried frog legs, and let's not forget about all the white beans a body can stand. Extras and pass arounds. Well, you're sure to find something you like. Take a trip back to yesteryear. As you stroll through the entrance, you smell the familiar aroma of down home food. Oh, and look out! Here comes a throat roll. Hot, gigantic throat rolls. Lambert's Cafe, East Malone in Sykeston.
90-ounce Shaw carpeting? Nothing beats it, and Hopkins Floor Company has it for over 20% less than area competitors. Right now, get Shaw 90-ounce carpet for just $3.66 a square foot, plus 18 months no-interest financing, plus a lifetime stain and installation warranty. And this 90-ounce Shaw carpeting is made with R2X stain repellent, so it'll look great for years to come. Compare it anywhere. Shaw 90-ounce carpeting at Hopkins Floor Company, Highway 67 South of Festus, and HopkinsFloorCo.com.
Hello, everybody. This is Mike Overman, Athletic Director for Mineral Area College. I'd like to invite you, your family, and friends to join us as we celebrate Cardinal Fever during homecoming on February 25th. We'll have an alumni reunion, MAC memorabilia, and halftime fun for kids. But most of all, come cheer on the MAC Cardinals against State Fair. The first 700 fans through the door will receive a free MAC homecoming t-shirt. It's all happening at MAC's homecoming on February 25th. We'll see you there.
'54-38 is the halftime score. The Mineral Area College Cardinals are leading it. And something that we didn't mention in the first half, Kevin, which is really strange for this team, only seven players played in the first half. Now, Sean Roundtree is out because he had a concussion last game. Mark Laros hurt his back during that Moberly game. He went down really hard right on his backside. And then Justin Story just hasn't made it into the lineup yet. They were a little bit worried about Darius Thompson with a shoulder injury, so this is a very deep team, but tonight, well, they're not so deep, I guess, yet anyway.
Yeah, and I'm not sure. You know, normally a coach really likes to rotate players in. We've talked early in the season where they did a lot of line changes. They were just subbing five for five, and he's kind of got it down to where he's playing, you know, a few less. Guys are getting a few less minutes, and other guys are picking up a few more minutes. But I'm sure for Mark, it's because I'm sure it's probably because of the back. It's kind of one of the main reasons he's probably not playing. Because
even seeing him walk around, you can tell it's affecting him.
Yeah, and then of course Roundtree's not even dressed out with those being in concussion protocols. But yeah.
So at the half, it's Zach Cuthbertson leading the way with 18
points. And we're just getting set for the second half of play. The starters in this ball game for Luke Strege were Darius Thompson, Devin Thomas, Jabril Diallo, Lamar Morgan, and Zach Cuthbertson. And it looks like, anyway, those are going to be the five that'll take the floor once again for Mineral Area College to start the second half. For Kentucky Tech, it'll be DJ Washington, Anthony Lee, Evan Hayden, Devin Hart, and Antoine Calhoun. So the same five that started the ball game for Kentucky Tech. And it'll be Kentucky Tech basketball. They'll work it right to left, as Kevin and I describe and look at the action for you. Actually, maybe more appropriately said, Western Kentucky Tech will push the ball near to far.
We're on the baseline. Yeah, there you go. Hey, also, for MAC fans from last year, one of the assistant coaches from last year, Greg Marshak's here at the game. He's now an assistant coach at UT Martin. And so he's here with the other coach at UT Martin here watching the guys. And
probably getting a check of Darius Thompson.
Yeah, that's where Darius Thompson will be going next year. I understand. I think Austin Pease is supposed to be here looking at some players, maybe even for the Western Kentucky Tech team as well.
So 54-38, and we are ready for our second half of play over on the far sideline. Anthony Lee to put it in play for the Stars. Coming into the backcourt to grab on, DJ Washington. Washington, crossover dribble. That guy can move. But nice help by Devin Thomas. And then he goes by Diallo as he backs it back out and tries to drive again. Now Calhoun tries to sneak a pass underneath for Washington, who wasn't ready for it. And it looked like it bunked him on the head and went out of bounds. So turnover. It was as rapid as that first half was, Kevin. A pretty clean floor game by both teams.
Yeah, really. Both teams ended up with just six turnovers. We were kind of tracking that, thinking with that fast-paced game, we were wanting to see how that affected. And both teams handled the ball pretty well, six turnovers apiece.
Nice entry pass by Devin Thomas, or to Devin Thomas by Cuthbertson. Thomas missed the first, but he gathers and gets the second one in. He pads the rebound numbers and also gets another bucket. Devin in double figures with 11 and going to the free throw line to try to complete the three-point play. Devin, one of the really good finishers on this team in terms of finishing through contact. Three-point plays, one of his specialties, along with Jabril Diallo. And Thomas connects on the free throw. He's got 12, so 12 points for Devin Thomas. And 57-38, a 19-point advantage. Seemed like that crept up on us. A back cut here by DJ Washington. He got a pass, but nowhere to shoot it. He gives it up, but gets it right back in the right corner. Now throws a one-handed bounce pass over to Hayden in the left corner and gets it right back again. This is DJ Washington driving in. Goes over the top of the shot blocker, Thomas, but the angle won't work, and now it's Diallo coming up the floor. Jabril pushes it down to the left corner, and this is Thompson driving through. Poor pass. Calhoun stole it. Calhoun up the floor to DJ Washington. Curls it into the left hand, now to the right. Scoops it over to Hart. Hart has it on the right wing, guarded by Cuthbertson. Hart, dribble drive, cut off. Good help from Diallo right there. And they play it out to Hayden on the left wing. 24-foot three, won't go. Jabril with a good rebound right there. And Mac trying to get some numbers as Thompson has it on the left wing. But good transition D by a good running ball club in Western Kentucky Tech. And now a great pass by Thompson. And that goes to Thomas, who finishes with a left-hand tomahawk. 14 points for Devin Thomas. And he's got five in the second half. One and done by Lee. Rebound Cuthbertson. And we're going the other way. Zach throws a bullet over to the left corner. Thompson for three. Missed it. Devin Thomas tries to battle for the board. Loose ball. Snapped away by Diallo. Plays it back out front. Here's Cuthbertson with it. And Mack leads by 21 points. 59-38. Diallo at the top of the key. Cuthbertson looking to set that screen and roll around it. A bouncer to Thompson. Thompson looking underneath. Nobody home. Back to Jabril, head of the circle. Jabril has it at the top of the key. Now fades over to the left wing, over to the right wing. Here's Thompson with it. Thompson with 8 seconds on the shot clock. Looks for a drive, but held. This whistle going on. DJ Washington. Number two on DJ. Largest lead of the ballgame for Mac, 59-38. 17:47 remaining in the second half. And Darius Thompson standing right in front of us. Put the ball in play. Lobs it for Cuthbertson. And Cuthbertson brings the two-handed hammer down off the inbound. 61-38. Mac on top. And Cuthbertson has points number 19 and 20.
Boy, I tell you what. Took off from just inside the free throw line and came across as a great entry pass from the baseline right up to the middle of the lane there. And he caught it and then dunked it hard.
Mac put that play in over the break.
Yes.
Because we never saw it
yep.
in the first half of the season. And I'm so glad they did.
Yeah, that's a fun one to watch, especially when it happens about 10 feet from where we're sitting.
He was almost right above us,
yes,
right there,
right.
And we got that poster view.
Yes, we did, and that was impressive.
And Western Kentucky Tech also got the poster
view. They did. Yes, they did.
61-38. We're in a timeout, and that gives us a chance to thank a few sponsors like Kohl's Tractor and Equipment of Farmington, Mineral Area College of Park Hills, and Farmers Mutual Insurance of St. Genevieve, Texas A&M leading Mizzou over on AMA under KREI, 24-17, the Aggies over the Tigers with just under 8 to play College Station.
Yeah, you know, one of the things we talked about early is, you know, how would these Cardinals respond after that Moberly game, you know, and, you know, we were hoping that these guys would respond positively and play well, and, you know, and they really have. They've played about as well as you possibly can play. You know, I know, like, when Moberly lost to Mineral Area, they went then and lost to Division II Penn Valley, and
right. So
that scares you a little bit when that happens and kind of gets these guys off, but looks like these guys are motivated and out here and having some fun.
And Pat Smith admitted to us when we talked to him before the second matchup, he said we kind of let Mac beat us twice because we were still down when we went to Penn.
Yeah.
Now Penn Valley's a good team, they're Division II, but they're nationally ranked,
right.
Good club, and one of those clubs that, yeah, if you don't go in there to play, you're going
right.
to get beat.
Right.
61-38. Mineral Area College leads by 23, and it looks like Mack will throw a full-court press on Western Kentucky Tech right here. Brandon Washington is in the ballgame for the first time in the second half, with 2.5 minutes in to the second half of play. 61-38, Mineral Area College by 23 points. Over to the right wing, Brandon Washington plays it to the head of the circle. This is Lee. Lee scoops it over to the left wing, and that's to his teammate to Washington, and out of the right side, a jumper up by DJ Washington that will not fall, but it was such an air ball. One of his teammates scooped it away, and then the shot clock goes off. So nice defense by the Cardinals. 17-14 remaining in the second half. 61-38. Luke Strege pulls out the magic card right
yeah.
there.
Yeah, he's like the offensive coordinator. He's got his playbook he pulls out.
Exactly,
holds it up to his mouth and calls into the quarterback.
Maybe you'll have one of those wristbands next year.
That's right.
Morgan trips the trigger on a triple and finds nothing but the bottom of the net. Bang, bang, bang. Lamar Morgan has three threes, and he's got 15 points. 64-38, Mineral Area College pulling away in Paducah. This is Brandon Washington working on that left wing. Morgan draped all over him as Mineral Area went back to the man-to-man defense right here. Thompson steals it, drives it into the forecourt to Morgan. Morgan, jump stop, left hand, got it to go. Terrific body control by Lamar Morgan, who has 5 straight and 17 total. Jabril Diallo coming in next dead ball, 66-38. Mack leads by nearly 30 points. Here's a runner right of the lane, won't go. Up to the rim, Devin Thomas got a piece of it, and then it's slapped out by Lawrence Johnson, and Mack will have it back. Man-to-man defense by Mack here in the second half, better than what we saw in the first.
I tell you what, I don't think they can play any better. That's some good man-to-man defense right there.
This is a Western Kentucky Community and Technical College team that is 14-11. They've played 5 ranked teams, and 6 of their 11 losses are to those ranked teams. Great passing by Mack, a drive by Diallo. Diallo got up there, and then Thomas tips it in! Devin timed that absolutely perfectly. In fact, Kevin, he had to hang in the air an extra count because if he would have tipped it as he reached the apex of his leap, it would have been goaltending.
You're exactly right. In fact, I was afraid he was going to get a goaltending because I thought he was going to tip it up right away, but he hung in the air, waited for that ball to kind of come off the rim just ever so slightly as he tapped it back in for the basket.
Absolutely perfect timing by Thomas, and he's got 18 points. A tremendous play by Devin. Tyler Cole Ross checks in for him. 68-38. Mack leads by 30. A long pass off of the inbound, and that goes to Fleming, and Fleming is fouled on the three-point shot. We've got to correct that stuff, huh?
Yeah, we don't need any more of that. That bit us many times at Moberly. We don't need any fouls on the three-point shot. But the good news is that one was actually he hit him on the arm instead of touching him on the leg.
Brandon Better was the master at jumping, shooting, and then either kicking his leg out and drawing a foul, or then landing and jumping into a Mac player and get the foul. And give him credit, man. If the refs are calling it, you're going
right.
to go back
oh,
to
heck
the well.
Yes. That's right.
Jayshon Fleming hits the first. He's got 2 left. Oh, they only gave him 2.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So it was 2. There
I thought
go.
It was on a 3. So 68-40, Mac by 28. Now here's a drive by Miller. Miller underneath to Tyler Cole Ross, who gets the bucket. TKR with his first two. 70 to 40, Mack by 30 points. Not even 5 minutes in, Mack is on 115-point pace right now. DJ Washington on the right wing, guarded by Diallo. Jabril trying to see what screener is behind him as Washington goes around him and then fires a pass to Fleming, who's fouled. And it was Darius Thompson that held on there. 70 to 40, Mineral Area College by 30 points. They defeated this team by 27 in a previous meeting at Mineral Area College earlier this year. An inbounds pass skipped over to the right wing. DJ Washington tries the triple and hits another Manilon. His first three. DJ's got 13. He averages 22. Inbounds to Diallo. DJ gambled for the steal. Couldn't get it. Now here's Miller going to work. Miller tries to slash through the middle of the lane, but turned it over. It looked like Kentucky Tech touched it last, but Miller was out of control anyway. Probably got what he deserved.
Yeah,
there.
I think so, too.
Maybe that's why they called it. You should have turned it
over.
Yeah,
that's right. So. Well, it might have gone off him, but that was such a bad play. We're still going to give it to them.
So there. 70 to 43. And we're 5 minutes in to the second half. Dribbling around the screen is Lee. Lee turns his back to the basket, works it back out to DJ Washington, who drives, pulls up, fires one over to the left wing. This is Fleming slashing through now. Tyler Cole Ross looked like he'd tied him up, but instead it'll be a foul whistled against Diallo. And Jabril has his third personal.
And at Jeffco, it's 74-72 with about 4 minutes to go. So got a tight one coming down. 74-72, Mack is up by two. Okay. With about 4 minutes to go.
Great game. Jashad Fleming. Maybe we should have gone up there, huh? That's a good one.
Yeah, you're right. It would have been closer.
This one's fun, though.
Yeah.
Jashad Fleming hits the first. He's got another one coming. And he got the second, too. So Jashad Fleming, 4-for-4 from the foul line. And 70 to 45. The margin is 25 points. 14-45 remaining in the second half. The officials get together at half court and discuss a few things, and that'll allow us to thank Lambert's Cafe of Sykeston. Man, I could use a throat roll right about now. We'd like to thank Patterson Well Drilling. Guess I could always use a well. That's out of Cadet.
Yeah.
And Bloomsdale Bank of Bloomsdale and St. Genevieve.
You could always use some money.
There you go. Here's Diallo with the basketball. He has it on the left side. See, our sponsor is very useful. Go buy things from them and do business with them.
That's right.
Diallo fouled on his way in. Jabril going to the free throw line. That's the third one on DJ Washington, which is good for Mack. They called that one on the floor, didn't they?
Yeah, I'm surprised. I don't necessarily agree with that call, but that's all right.
Yeah, neither. Mack will stretch their four players out from corner to corner. Jabril lobs it in to Tyler Cole Ross. He is surrounded, triple team. Dribbles out of that, fires to Cuthbertson. Now they get it underneath to Miller, but he's a little man in a big man's world underneath there. And now they play it back outside to Darius Thompson. Darius cradles it, right hand, left hand. Over to the right wing, Miller. Enter it to Tyler Cole Ross. Tyler Cole pivots, plays it underneath Cuthbertson. Zach rises up, and he's fouled, and he'll go to the free throw line and throws a high five to TKR and says, way to find me.
Yeah, I didn't know where TKR was going to be able to get out of that. He was kind of spinning around trying to find an open player and managed to kind of step through a double team and find Zach on the other side of the lane.
Tyler Cole Ross, his first inclination is usually to find an open teammate. As Cuthbertson goes blackjack with point number 21 on the made free throw.
And you know you can never go wrong finding Zach either, because something's good probably going to happen when Zach gets the ball.
He shoots 59% from the field. He's shooting 52% from three. And then 75% for the foul line. So anywhere you get it to him, chances are good.
Yep, that's right.
Double deuce for Zach Cuthbertson. He's got 22. 72-45. Mineral Area College up big on the road at Western Kentucky Tech. And they're going to go back to the zone here. It's a stretched out 2-3. Miller goes up to challenge at the top of it. And now DJ Washington gets by him, pulls up, won't go. Battle for the rebound, tapped back out to Miller. Miller in the backcourt. He'll wait for everybody to clear. Now drives it. Nice play, yeah. Kevin. Miller just about threw the assist to Kevin.
Yes. Well,
you were wide open.
You know, last time that happened, it unplugged our board, so I didn't want our board to get unplugged this time.
Last time that happened, it literally, there's like a centimeter where it could click our power off, and that's what happened last time. So Kevin with a great play right there. And now here's Diallo. He goes to the left elbow extended to Devin Thomas. Thomas threw it right to the defender, Washington. Washington deflected it out of bounds.
And the shot clock, believe it or not, just went off. And so we're trying to figure out what's going on with the shot clock.
It went off on the far end.
Is it on
the near side?
Oh, yeah, it is on this end.
It is still on.
Yeah, you're right. I was going to say, I don't know how much time is left. I was going to guess about 10 seconds. I heard him just say 12, yeah, so.
This has been the year of the diminishing shot clock, hasn't it?
Yes, it has.
There's the most famous one, of course, came in the first meeting between Mack and Moberly.
Yes, that's when the referees decided to just not use a shot clock.
Yes, and then Moberly's shot clock also not working this year.
But then that's when they had one of their people call out 15 and then 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Also correct.
Yes. Yeah, I know.
Lou Streggy is concurring with us on this. Here's Miller right in front of his own bench. Fires it in to Diallo. Diallo's got it on the backcourt. Jabril, guarded tightly that by DJ Washington, comes off the screen. Now here's a drive by Morgan. Morgan, nice little step through. The hang and the fire, and the bird gets it done again. He's got 19. Great all-around game by Lamar Morgan. He's got three threes. He's got the slashing game, and we have really seen him turn into a tremendous, complete basketball player this year, Kevin.
Yeah.
When we talked to him, he said, yeah, I'm focusing on that.
Yeah, he was. You know, early on, he was really focusing more on just the three-pointers. He was kind of a designated three-point shooter. And since then, his game has really elevated as far as being able to slash in. And he does a good job taking that ball to the hoop. He hangs in there and has a nice little shot and takes it to the hoop.
Little timeout. We'll stay right here during this break. But as we talk about Lamar Morgan, we talk about his complete game. And yes, started as a shooter, then a slasher. It works in the low post. But even defensively, rebounding, he's thrown in some block shots.
Right, he sure has. And, of course, the shot clock is out on the other end, and they're trying to figure out the connection. I think we're just jinxed on the shot clock issue, but we'll hopefully they'll get that figured out here shortly. Oh, no, now the whole scoreboard's off, and so believe it or not, here we go. Here we go again.
They've pulled out a huge abacus at the top of the gym now.
Yeah, so everything's out. So there's an extended timeout here. I think we've learned from the shot clock issues that hopefully they can have someone over there with a stopwatch. I think that's probably the best way to handle it is to go ahead and call out the time.
And Athletic Director Mike Overman got right on it too. The day after, in fact, the Mac now has a backup.
Yes,
shot clock
they got a backup shot clock, and they overnighted it to make sure they had it for the next game just in case. And so if that should ever happen again, within a matter of minutes, they're able to get the shot clocks out there, the backups, and get those set up.
Now, the shot clocks here, what you've got is you've got large scoreboards that are in the corners, way up on the sides of the walls here, and the shot clocks are right underneath them. And so a ball did not hit the shot clock, but at Mac, that is what happened. It was literally physical damage to it when a ball did hit it.
Yeah, you know, of course at Mac, they don't have any kind of rec center. So during the day, a lot of the students come in there and they play basketball and they come in and they kind of get a wild. Well, apparently someone had hit a ball up there so hard that it really indented the shot clock and actually broke about three screws off of it, causing the contact to come loose. And as they were playing, it was vibrating a little bit on that pole and was causing it to short out. And so they were able to get up there the next day, find that, fix that contact, or, put in new screws and everything and fix that. But they still do now have the backup shot clock. So
that ever happened to you?
No, not that I can remember.
Never had a screw loose?
My back in the day, but my wife might say it every once in a while, but my kids say it all the time, so yeah, I guess so.
I was going to say, my father felt like that was one of my problems for
time. That's right.
74-45, 13-13 remaining in the second half. We'll tell more jokes and talk more basketball on the other side of this timeout on J98. Sounds like
love. A special night with Daryl Worley. A special guest, Matt Kennan, is Saturday, February 11th at the Arcadia Academy. VIP tickets are only $100, and you can enjoy dinner at 5:30, plus tickets in the first four rows for the concert, which begins at 7, or get show tickets for only $25. Details at ArcadiaValleyAcademy.com. Don't miss Daryl Worley, February 11th at Arcadia Valley Academy in Arcadia. Brought to you by First State Community Bank.
I want to thank Christian Cooper for engineering, operating our ball game tonight in the studio. 74-45, Mack on the rail by 29 points. Western Kentucky Tech with the basketball. Mack plays its 2-3 zone right here. And here's a jumper from way out on that right wing. And Brandon Washington pumps in his third three of the game. He's got 9 points. And 74-48.
The girl side's coming down the wire. There's only about 41 seconds left, and it's a one-point game. Mack is winning, so we'll give you an update here in another minute or two.
So Mack up by 1 point, 41 seconds left. That's the women's game at Jeffco tonight. 74-48 right here in Paducah. Here's Devin Thomas to Lamar Morgan. Lamar got underneath the hole and then wrapped it around off the window. A tremendous play by Lamar Morgan. He goes blackjack with 21.
That boy is a ball player. He spends a lot of time in the gym. That was a creative little shot there.
As the kids say, he is balling. 76-48. Ball slapped away from the driver, but then regained by Brandon Washington, and he's fouled.
And in the women's game, now with 28 seconds, Jeffco has taken the lead at 77-76.
Wow, great game. Standing right of the bucket along the baseline, it's Anthony Lee. Lee plays it in to Jayshon Fleming. He's got it in the right corner. Tyler Cole Ross trying to lock him up right there. Fleming keeps that dribble alive, looking for a drive, bounces it in and out of the ankles of Jabril Diallo. It pops out of the left wing to Anthony Lee. Lee plays it down to the left corner. DJ Washington working on Miller. Drives by him, elevates, and banks it in. What a shot by DJ Washington. 15 points for the sophomore out of Henderson, Kentucky. Full court man pressure by Western Kentucky Tech. 76-50, Mack by 26 points. Mineral Area with the largest lead of 31. A bouncer to Devin Thomas. He's got it left elbow extended. Quips it over to the right wing, and that's to Miller. Miller drives it up to the top of the key and then plays it right down underneath on an nifty pick and roll. And Devin Thomas has 23 Mack players with 20-plus points, Kevin.
Wow, that's awesome for those guys. And they are doing the shot clock. They are calling out at 15 seconds now. So
won't matter to these guys.
It shouldn't matter. But, yeah, it is interesting. It's our third game now that we've had to have those issues.
Brandon Washington just stroked his fourth triple of the game. Jabril drives through, pops it out on that left wing, and Lamar Morgan drives it through from there, and he's fouled on his way. And it is, in a way, you watch some of these guys play, it is, in a way, to me anyway, baffling that they are not on scholarship somewhere. Because these guys are talented.
Well, we said that last time they played at Mac. We were very impressed with these guys, that how talented they were. And we all said at that time that these guys will be on a club soon. We'll be on a 4-year college soon. And these guys are going to be. These are good.
Nice bounce pass by Miller over to the left corner. Diallo off the inbound. 78-53. Mineral Area College leads it by 25. And we're not yet halfway through this second half of play as Cuthbertson goes right through his man and right down on the rim. Zach's got 24. Wow. Nice pass by Miller to set the whole thing up. 80-53, Mack. 10:40 remaining in the second half. Cuthbertson is like a shark smelling blood out there tonight. Head of the circle, this is Anthony Lee. Lee plays a pass to the right wing. Brandon Washington skips through a double team and then tries to scoop it down underneath. He's fouled, and he'll go to the free throw line. That was Brandon Washington going 1-on-3 and finding his way to the free throw line.
Yeah, he's a good player. It was amazing. He's a strong kid, too. He was able to get up to the basket and get that shot off.
Foul goes on Devin Thomas, his third. At the free throw line, Brandon Washington. 12-point night for him. He's got 4 triples and had a free throw in, and he's got 13. 80-54. Mack on top. Mack should get over the century mark tonight. And the second free throw goes down for Washington as well. He's got 14. And at last check, half a minute to go at Jeffco. Jeffco was on top by a point.
They were 77-76 with like 28 seconds to go. So should get an update here any second.
Yeah. And now a back cut. There's a Cuthbertson slamming it down hard on the high-low look from Devin Thomas. Zach Cuthbertson scored 27 points the last time these two played for a season high. And with 10 minutes remaining, he's got 26 tonight. A near steal by Diallo. The high point game for anybody on this team was Lamar Morgan. He scored 29 against Southeast Illinois. But I think Cuthbertson's going to go for 30 tonight.
Yeah, he's looking good. All right, Mac is up by one with 9 seconds to go, but it's Jeff Coe's ball. Nine seconds to go.
What a game. 82-55 here. But that one, boy, that's a squeaker at Jeff Coe up in Hillsboro tonight. 82-55, Mac with a lead in the ball. And a bullet pass in on the full court man-to-man pressure as Morgan grabbed it and gave it back to Miller, the inbounder. Miller brings it across the timeline. Watched there by Anthony Lee. Bounces it to the right elbow, extended, now a lob underneath. There's Devin Thomas going to work. Lost his dribble. They say he got kneed in the backside is what they say. It'll be Mac basketball along the baseline. Thought for a moment he had just lost his dribble, but they are going to whistle Devin Hart with his second personal.
Nope, and they call it the seventh foul, so. Now they're going back and say, no, it's a sixth foul.
Yep. Last time Mac had an inbound from this vantage point, they threw a lob to Zach Cuthbertson for a dunk. This time, Western Kentucky said, we saw that before.
Yeah, that's right. They were yelling out, watch the lob.
Here's Miller through his legs once, twice, thrice, and four. Now spins a 360. Looking for Cuthbertson, not available. Now it's Thomas posting, and the ball slapped right back to Miller on the quick hands by DJ Washington. And a foul away from the basketball.
Yeah, it looks like Thomas got fouled on the entry pass down there. And he'll be going to the line.
That one going on Washington. Devin Thomas's high point game this year has been 26 points. And he's at the free throw line with 20 points so far tonight. He's got a 1-1 upcoming. And he might be in line for a new career high at Mac. Thomas and Cuthbertson, of course, the two transfers from Lincoln Trail. Tyler Cole Ross was there at Lincoln Trail. Didn't play there, but was there with Coach Brian Spriggs. And here's the free throw by Thomas. Got it to go. 21 points.
You finally got an update. Looks like the Mac women won 80-77. What a big victory for Coach Cuck and those Lady Cardinals.
Seems like every time they get into those one-possession games,
yes,
they lose by one possession.
They have lost several games like that this year, so that's nice for them to be able to get that win.
Congratulations to the ladies now, 11-13 on the year. And Devin Thomas made them both. He's got 22 points. 84-55. Mineral Area leads by 9. 9-18 remaining in this second half. The ball is out of bounds. They're going to say off of Miller, off of the drive by DJ Washington. So the yellow shirts have it. It was Paducah Junior College. They were the Indians back when. It's since been renamed Western Kentucky Community and Technical College. They're the Stars now. 84-55. And the Stars tonight are the Mineral Area College Cardinals. Crossover dribble by Brandon Washington once and twice. Tried to gut by Morgan. Lost the ball. Regained it. Play it down underneath now. And tremendous play by Anthony Lee. Gets his first second half bucket as he slammed down to the ground. So a great play by Anthony Lee. And that may have been. It is. It's the fourth foul on Devin Thomas. So Devin will check out of the ball game with four personals. He scored 22 points tonight. Mac has 20 or above. And Tyler Cole Ross checks in for Devin. At the free throw line, it's Anthony Lee. Lee is 3-for-3 tonight from the foul line. And he misses this one as Cuthbertson grabs the rebound. Miller, point guard, brings it across the timeline to Tyler Cole Ross. Lob it to Cuthbertson. Cuthbertson attacking from the right low block. Good double team there. Plays it on a backhand pass back out to Tyler Cole Ross. Now head of the circle, it's Diallo. Jabril calls out the play. Tyler Cole Ross clears out. And a good drive by Jabril Diallo by two men and over the top of another for a layup on the right side. He's got four. 86-57. The Mineral Area College women winners tonight on the road, 80-77.
Right.
At Jeffco. And a drive on the right side, very difficult shot by Brandon Washington. Misses that one. Diallo has the rebound. Mac up the floor. Lamar Morgan. Did he walk?
He thought he got fouled. He kind of threw it up there like, oh, I just got fouled, but they didn't call it.
He misses the shot, and transition on the other end is Anthony Lee. Also misses the shot. ball on the floor and taken finally by Tyler Cole Ross to the middle of the floor. Cuthbertson to Bird, and then Bird with an uncontested dunk. He slams it down, and Lamar Morgan has 23 points. They blew the whistle right at the end of that play.
They blew the whistle just because Coach called it to timeout.
Okay.
They do have a player down on the other end. Yep.
I just didn't think that they had added that score yet. So
I gotcha.
We'll see. But anyway, we'll step aside.
Yeah, they haven't added it, but
it's either 86 or 88.
It should be
57.
88. Yeah, it should be 88.
And we'll take a one-minute timeout on J98.
Do you want to save more money but struggle with a good way to do it? Neura Bank wants to help you accomplish that goal. Hi, I'm Paul Hale, and our new product, called Roundup Savings, allows you to have any transaction made with your debit card automatically round up to the next whole dollar. The difference is transferred right into another Neura Bank account of your choosing. It's that simple, and it's just that easy to save with Neura Bank. Visit or call one of our branches in Fredericktown, Farmington, Park Hills, Deloge, or Bon Terre, or check out our website at neurabank.com to learn more. Neura Bank, member FDIC.
Having great insurance is, well, great, but knowing who will repair your auto right and quickly is just as important. That's why you should know about Brad Wooten Auto Body. With over 20 years of hands-on experience, Brad Wooten continues to set the standards of excellence. Brad Wooten Auto Body is a direct repair facility, has loaner cars available, and offers you the same factory-trained ASE and ICAR-certified technicians you're accustomed to. Now, the award-winning Brad Wooten Auto Body, across from the Ozarks Regional Library in Ironton, soon to be the number one repair facility in Southeast Missouri.
88-57, Mineral Area College with its largest lead, 31 points. 7:55 remaining in the second half, so Mac, you would think en route to well over 100 points tonight. Western Kentucky Tech averages 104. They won't get that tonight.
No, but Mac very well probably will.
Probably will, yeah. And Kentucky Tech with the basketball to the right wing. Hayden has it outside of the arc, guarded by Cuthbertson there. Hayden coming off a screen, but Stack sticks with him and then swats his shot right back to him. A foul called. Boy, is that against Zach?
Yeah, I guess so.
That looked pretty good.
Yeah, well, we talked about how they were letting him play. They're tightening up a little bit now, aren't they?
Looked like a pretty good block by Zach, but he picks up his second personal. And so it'll be Evan Hayden going to the free throw line looking for his first point of the game. He averages 15 on the air and missed it. Coming up next for Mac, they actually have a full week off before traveling to St. Louis to play the Archers next Wednesday. We'll have that for you once again right here on J98. And the second free throw won't fall either for Hayden. So rebound taken down by Cuthbertson up the floor. Tyler Cole Ross is fouled on his way to the hole. He was actually not in the process of shooting, but probably should have been. And he'll go to the line for a one-on-one. He's just been so reluctant to shoot the ball, has Tyler Cole Ross since his return. Good passer.
He's a great passer. I tell you what, that's the kind of his forte, coming in and finding these guys like Zach and Devin and all these open players. And that's what he was going to do right there, I think. He was going to try to find somebody open to shoot that.
Mm-hmm. Well, he was averaging 9.5 points over the first 12 games. And anyway, he missed the front end of the 1-on-1. And now here's a drive along the baseline. Pop it out to Hayden in the right corner. Misses the three. Battle for the board. And oh, a good battle by Black right there. But then he's surrounded by Stars. And it's deflected right back to Kentucky Tech. And Hayden's going to try another three and finally connects.
Well, that's the problem. He's been shooting too close. 30-foot range. He's got a 30-footer.
He was way back there.
Yeah.
Thompson driving it into the forecourt, and he fouled on his way. A ninth foul of the second half for Kentucky Tech. And so it'll be one more 1-on-1 for Mac before the two-shot fouls. And this one going against Jay Shot Fleming. Thompson will go to the free throw line. Darius with 5 points to tonight's ball game. Cuthbertson checks out. Thomas checks back in with the four personals. Well, did they switch the foul? They had it on Fleming. And it looks like maybe they went on the board. Now it's going against DJ Washington. So Thompson misses the free throw. Front end of the 1-on-1. And Darius is 0-for-3 tonight, shooting at only 55% on the year from the free throw line. Brandon Washington plays it over to Evan Hayden, who hit that three the last time down. Mack in the extended 2-3 zone. Here's a drive along the baseline. DJ Washington fires it back out front. Brandon Washington drives in. Devin Thomas erases that one, but a foul. by one of Devin's teammates. That one going on Tyler Cole Ross. First one against TKR. 88-60. The outcome of this one's been decided for a while. The final score still in doubt. As Western Kentucky Tech goes to the free throw line. Brandon Washington there to shoot two shots. And his first one is perfect. Brandon Washington has 15. Let's take you back to College Station real quick. Halftime, the Aggies lead the Tigers 38-32. Congratulations to the Mac women tonight, an 80-77 win over Jeffco. That's a lot of points scored there.
Yeah, it is.
Second free throw missed by Brandon Washington. Tyler Cole Ross has the rebound. Miller now. Miller scoops it to Diallo, who goes up and throws it in. Jabril's got a half a dozen. 90-61. Lead is 29 for Mack. Hayden, bullet pass left wing. Brandon Washington looks for a drive. Diallo cuts him off. Back to Hayden on the right wing. They play catch out along that perimeter. Here's a drive by DJ Washington to the right corner. That's to Fleming. Swinging around the perimeter. Brandon Washington triple from the left wing. Missed it. Miller flies in for the rebound. Miller spins a 360 at half court. No-look pass up the floor to Morgan. And it's a poor pass as he turns it back over. A little smile and a tap of the chest by Miller says, "My bad," and no one disagrees. The official says, "I have to hand you the ball before you can run down the floor."
They're in a hurry. This is a fast team. They were just ready to get it and go.
Ready to play, man. That's how they score 104 a game.
Yeah.
Right wing Hayden has it. Hayden hit that 30-footer a few minutes ago. Free throw line jumper, a nice one by Jay Shad Fleming. That's his first field goal. He's got six. 90-63. Timeout on the floor. Just under six to play. And we're back in a minute on J98.
Get anytime access with Unico Bank's 24-hour banking service. All you need is a touch-tone phone. You can check your current loan balances, check on your last loan payments, get the due date of your next loan payment, transfer funds between accounts current time, as well as check out your account balance. It is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, including holidays. It is easy to use. To find out more, stop at a Unico Bank near you in Potosi, Irondale, or Deloge, or unicobank.com. Unico Bank, homegrown, locally owned, locally operated. For you.
Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston.
Look out! Here comes the throat roll!
They have what you like. From a Lambert's double burger to a pulled pork sandwich to golden fried frog legs, and let's not forget about all the white beans a body can stand. Extras and pass-arounds. Well, you're sure to find something you like. Take a trip back to yesteryear. As you stroll through the entrance, you smell the familiar aroma of down-home food. Oh, and
look out! Here comes the throat roll!
Hot, gigantic throat rolls. Lambert's Cafe, East Malone in Sykeston.
Well, Mineral Area's highest scoring output of the year was 122 points, so we're not getting there. That was against Faith Prep, but they might have their second high point output. Scored 103 against Linkier Prep. We'll see.
Got 90 now, 90-63 with just under six minutes to go.
Mac basketball. Miller in the backcourt, throws it through a double team and turned it away again. A couple of bad passes, but Diallo gets it back, and then he turns it back over. Miller a little careless with his passing here in the last few minutes, and that creates an open three that won't fall down for Brandon Washington. Long rebound. Miller up the floor, nearly turned it over again. Tyler Cole Ross in the right corner. Triple. Got it! TKR knocks it down from three. His 12th made three of the year. He's got five. And 93-63. Mack by 30. And here comes Justin Story for the first time. Here's Hayden at the top of the key. He misses that three. And Cole Ross has the rebound. Cole Ross up the floor, down underneath. And that's Bird going to work as he taps it off the window for two. And Lamar Morgan has 25. 94-63. Mack by 31, matching their largest lead of the game. Here's a bouncer to the left corner for Kentucky Tech. And now a little bounce to the middle by Brandon Washington. Tried to get one by one guy and scoop it under another guy. And apparently fouled that time by Lamar Morgan, his second personal. Well, the high point scoring on the year is Lamar Morgan's 29. And we've got a couple of guys threatening that here tonight. Lamar's one of them. He's got 25. Zach Cuthbertson has 26. And at the free throw line, Brandon Washington splits the strings, and he has 16. Three subs now. Thompson, Cuthbertson, Story all in. And that'll mean that Thomas, Morgan, somebody else who I cannot see just checked out. 94-64, Mack by 30 points. Back to the free throw line, Brandon Washington. And he hit them both.
Got another score today. Gordon State beat number two Georgia Highlands by two. So that's the first loss of the year for Georgia Highlands. They've been at number two.
Here's Diallo. Diallo misses the layup on the other end, but he is just nudged, and he'll go to the free throw line. Now that might make a little bit of room for Mack to jump up from number eight then.
Yeah, that's right.
Mack's highest ranking this year has been number four. That's what they were ranked last week before the loss at Moberly, and Mack falling to eight this week.
I was watching the game last night between Northwest Florida and Chipola, and Northwest Florida was losing most of that game, and you know they're ranked right above Mack, but they did come back at the end and kind of knock off Chipola there at the end of the game.
Diallo hits both free throws. He has eight. And you liked how Mack matched up with that team.
I did. I was watching that, and I thought Mack could play with both those teams pretty well, I thought.
96-65. Mack by 31, and now here's a steal. Tyler Cole Ross steals it in the backcourt, and a quick whistle. And TKR is held there by Devin Hart. That's the fourth one on Devin Hart. 4:31 remaining in the second half. 96-65, Mack by 31, and Tyler Cole Ross to shoot a pair of free throws. At the free throw line this year, Tyler is 56%. First things first, he's got to tuck the shirt in. Got to look good to play good,
that's
man.
That's right.
Tyler has 5 points tonight. And make it six. Tyler pops that one through. Averages 8.1 on the year before his kind of silent scoring return after being gone for 12 games. He was averaging 9.5. And now he's got 7 tonight. He's turned down some opportunities, too. 98-65. It's all Mineral Area College. Kentucky Tech hung in for about 14 minutes. Mack went on a run. Kentucky Tech was never able to climb back in as Hayden bounces it to the left corner to Hart. Back to Hayden, left wing. Back to Hart, left corner. And a three-pointer up by him missing. And Cole Ross grabs the rebound and fires it up ahead to Thompson. Thompson goes in for the left side and lays it in. But how about the strong rebound there from TKR and then the beautiful outlet? As Darius Thompson has 7. And Mack has hit the 100-point mark. 100-65. 3 minutes and 49 seconds remaining in the second frame. As we said, 122, the high point mark for Mack on the year. 103, their second highest scoring total. And Mack is down the floor. And now here's Diallo with the easy layup on the other end. As I think that Kentucky Tech has officially now run out of gas. You think?
Yeah. Kevin? Well, there's another turnover. Yeah.
Tyler steals it again. And now here's Black gliding in from the right side. And it's a layup line right now for Mineral Area College. And Mike Jumbler has got to get his guys some relief, man. He's got to get a time. These guys are spent. 104-65. 3 minutes and 5 seconds remaining in our ball game. So Mineral Area will have the second most points that it has scored all year. Another runner that's missed. Cuthbertson's got it. Middle of the floor. And a loose ball taken back by Kentucky Tech. Devin Hart driving it into the forecourt. It's turned into an NBA All-Star game all of a sudden. Hart scores that one. Now here's Thompson. Thompson, a bouncer intended for Diallo, stolen away by Fleming. And now they go to Hart up the floor. Hart slams over the top of Tyler Cole Ross. Hey, he takes a charge. Well, that's something.
That even got Coach Strege off the bench kind of holding two fists up in the air. Way to go. He's saying, way to go.
Coach Strege was pretty disinterested.
He wasn't enjoying it. Like you said, it's kind of like an all-star type game. It was just kind of going back and forth, kind of ragged looking, and he was sitting down. You don't see him sitting down a lot. He was just sitting down, not interested until they took that charge.
104-67. Justin Story gets the basketball. Story driving it and bouncing it underneath. Cuthbertson goes up for the jam, and he's fouled. That was Devin Hart, who I believe just fouled out, having scored 11 points tonight. Cuthbertson has the 26 points. And as we said, the high point mark this year has been Lamar Morgan with 29. Zach's high point mark this year, 27, against Western Kentucky Tech. so he could eclipse that if he makes these two. So Cuthbertson is at the stripe, takes an exhale, and swishes the first. 27 for Zach, matching his season high. He leads him in scoring on the year at 14.6, and he's going to nudge that average toward 15 by the end of this one as he hits both free throws, and he's got 28 and a timeout. 2:33 remaining in the second half, 106-67. It's all Cardinals, and we're back in a minute on J98.
Hello, everybody. This is Mike Overman, Athletic Director for Mineral Area College. I'd like to invite you, your family, and friends to join us as we celebrate Cardinal Fever during homecoming on February 25th. We'll have an alumni reunion, MAC memorabilia, and halftime fun for kids. But most of all, come cheer on the MAC Cardinals against State Fair. The first 700 fans through the door will receive a free MAC homecoming t-shirt. It's all happening at MAC's homecoming on February 25th. We'll see you there.
Get anytime access with Unico Bank's 24-hour banking service. All you need is a touch-tone phone. You can check your current loan balances, check on your last loan payments, get the due date of your next loan payment, transfer funds between accounts current time, as well as check out your account balance. It is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, including holidays. It is easy to use. To find out more, stop at a Unico Bank near you in Potosi, Irondale, or Deloge, or unicobank.com. Unico Bank, homegrown, locally owned, locally operated. For you.
Western Kentucky Tech with the basketball, but it's all Mineral Area College here in Paducah tonight. 106-67. Here's a drive by Antoine Calhoun, and he's fouled along that left baseline by Justin Story. First foul on Story. 106-67, a 39-point lead for Mack. 2:08. Remaining our ball game. Calhoun has not scored in this ball game. He averages almost a double-double on the year with 11 points and 9.5 rebounds. This is just not the game for him. He's their post player, and that's not going to work.
No, not against Zach Cuthbertson, Devin Thomas, and those guys.
So Calhoun hits the first, and he misses the second, and there's Cuthbertson with a rebound, and he's got to have a double-double tonight too. He's been all over the backboards. 106-68. Mack has a chance to go on top by 40 on this possession as Miller has it out along that right wing. Coach Strege calls out play number 13. We'll see what that means. Jabril Diallo has it at the head of the circle. And Cuthbertson goes to set the screen. Jabril drives, stops, fires it back outside. Tyler Kolros for three. Missed it off the edge of the iron. But a long rebound is right back to Diallo. Diallo fires it back to midcourt, and there's Ross with it. Ross plays to Miller. Miller looks for a drive, splits a double team, can't lay it in. And a strong rebound that time by Lawrence Johnson. Here's a 360 spin by DJ Washington. Curls it over the left wing to Fleming. Now they'll back it out to the left corner to DJ. His triple won't go. And a tap try that time by Calhoun that's not there. Miller with a long rebound and scoops it over to Diallo. Diallo going to wrap it back around. Had a layup if he wanted it, and I think Mack taking mercy on these guys right now. 106-68. Cuthbertson's got 28, so he still has an outside chance at 30. But this foul will put Amar Miller to the free throw line, and Amar has a chance to score double figures if he can hit both free throws. Amar's been a good free throw shooter on the year at 73%. Pounds it on the hardwood, puts it in that right hand, and missed it. All right, Amar. Amar had 8 first-half points. He had a couple of threes in rapid succession. And Miller back at the line. He tickles the twine, and he's got 9. 107-68. Mineral Area Cardinals with under a minute to go, looking for win number 25 on the year. And now here's a straight-on three by Brandon Washington that won't fall. Lawrence Johnson went up and got a man-sized rebound and plays it right back to Brandon Washington. A little dip, a little flip, got it to go down. 107-70. Tyler Kolros down the middle of the floor, bounces to the left corner. Story, work it back out to Diallo. And Luke Strege says, well, let's just dribble this thing out. Miller has it on that left wing. Miller gets to the middle, goes for the layup, missed it. Cuthbertson grabs the hold of the rebound in 20 seconds left. And Coach Strege says, don't shoot it. Let's dribble this thing out and go home with a victory. So 107-70 will be our final score. Mineral Area College will
have its second most points of the season and will move now to 25-1 on the year. We've got your postgame show in 2 minutes on J98.
Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston.
Look out! Here comes the throat roll!
They have what you like. From a Lambert's double burger to a pulled pork sandwich to golden fried frog legs, and let's not forget about all the white beans a body can stand. Extras and pass arounds. Well, you're sure to find something you like. Take a trip back to yesteryear. As you stroll through the entrance, you smell the familiar aroma of down home food. Oh, and
look out! Here comes the throat roll!
Hot, gigantic throat rolls. Lambert's Cafe, East Malone in Sykeston.
Hello, everybody. This is Mike Overman, Athletic Director for Mineral Area College. I'd like to invite you, your family, and friends to join us as we celebrate Cardinal Fever during homecoming on February 25th. We'll have an alumni reunion, MAC memorabilia, and halftime fun for kids. But most of all, come cheer on the MAC Cardinals against State Fair. The first 700 fans through the door will receive a free MAC homecoming t-shirt. It's all happening at MAC's homecoming on February 25th. We'll see you there.
90-ounce Shaw carpeting? Nothing beats it, and Hopkins Floor Company has it for over 20% less than area competitors. Right now, get Shaw 90-ounce carpet for just $3.66 a square foot, plus 18 months no-interest financing, plus a lifetime stain and installation warranty. And this 90-ounce Shaw carpeting is made with R2X stain repellent, so it'll look great for years to come. Compare it anywhere. Shaw 90-ounce carpeting at Hopkins Floor Company, Highway 67 South of Festus, and HopkinsFloorCo.com.
Sounds like love.
A special night with Daryl Worley and special guest Matt Kennan is Saturday, February 11th at the Arcadia Academy. VIP tickets are only $100 and you can enjoy dinner at 5:30, plus tickets in the first four rows for the concert, which begins at 7, or get show tickets for only $25. Details at ArcadiaValleyAcademy.com. Don't miss Daryl Worley, February 11th at Arcadia Valley Academy in Arcadia. Brought to you by First State Community Bank.
70 Mineral Area College wins on the road at Western Kentucky Tech, improves now to 25-1 on the season. Let's go through the individual scoring now as the Stars get 19 points from Brandon Washington. Anthony Lee scores 14, 11 for Devin Hart. DJ Washington with 15 points. Jay Shod Fleming had 6 and 3 for Evan Hayden. Lawrence Johnson, Antoine Calhoun scored 1 point apiece. The Mineral Area College Cardinals are led by Zach Cuthbertson with 28 points tonight, but three Cardinals top the 20-point mark as Cuthbertson goes for 28. Lamar Morgan scores 25, and Devin Thomas with 22 points tonight. Also in double figures, Jabril Diallo with 10, and then 9 points apiece for Amar Miller and Darius Thompson, with Tyler Cole Ross contributing 7 points on the ball game. Too much size for the Cardinals, Kevin. Mineral Area just absolutely dominated the backboards.
They
tonight.
Sure did. A couple stats I was kind of keeping note of in this game was rebounds and turnovers. First of all, for turnovers, pretty even. Mac had, and these are unofficial stats, by the way, but Mac had 14 to Western Kentucky's 13. So pretty even on the turnovers.
And that's, I think, a really clean game for as many possessions as we had.
Right. But the turnovers, you're right, it was a big difference. I have Mac with 35 rebounds, Western Kentucky with 9.
Of course,
so 35-9.
Of course, Western Kentucky is basically getting a shot up before they can
yes.
turn it over.
Right. Yeah, that's right.
That's the way it goes. So our final score, 107-70, and we'll talk to the head man for the Mineral Area College Cardinals, Luke Strege, joining us on the postgame show up ahead.
Do you want to save more money but struggle with a good way to do it? Neura Bank wants to help you accomplish that goal. Hi, I'm Paul Hale, and our new product called Roundup Savings allows you to have any transaction made with your debit card automatically round up to the next whole dollar. The difference is transferred right into another New Era Bank account of your choosing. It's that simple, and it's just that easy to save with New Era Bank. Visit or call one of our branches in Fredericktown, Farmington, Park Hills, Deloge, or Bon Terre, or check out our website at newerabank.com to learn more. New Era Bank, member FDIC.
Luke Strege joining us on the postgame show now, and the Western Kentucky Tech College Stars, they always have a good effort, but Coach, you guys ran away from them with about 8 minutes left. It was a pretty competitive game, the first half of the first half, but you guys went on a big run and scored 54 first half points. It seemed like Zach Cuthbertson played above the rim, which really is not where Western Kentucky Tech plays.
Yeah, hold on, sir.
Oh, woo!
Oh, there's the Ric Flair. Okay. Every win.
I've been waiting for that.
Got that good?
We haven't won a game in 4 months. And to come win this one was really big because our guys needed it.
You mean you haven't lost a game in 4 months?
No, it felt like we hadn't won one in four months.
Oh, okay.
Like you lose a game. Here's the feeling. When you win the way that we'd won, you feel like you're never going to lose. And then we dropped one game, and it felt like we were never going to win again.
Because it was so amplified, because it was the only one.
It just was. It just was such. So for our guys to respond like this was very positive. What happened in this game is you could see that they could compete with us for about 8 to 10 minutes. They can score. And they came out of the blocks and scored 14 points like the first 4 minutes. Like they can really score. But over time, we wore them out. And you saw that at the end of the first half, we're on a miss. You know, we would have five guys running to the rim, and they'd have two guys getting back. So, and we knew that over time that we could wear them out if we were relentless to the rim. And we didn't get passive in the half court and shoot a lot of threes where they could just stand and guard. We had to attack the rim. And our guys understood that. We took a couple early that were maybe a little soft, but they went in early, which helped. And then we just attacked the rim, and that was the game plan.
We had you with a 31-9 rebound advantage.
Yeah.
That's monster.
That's what it should be, though, when you play these games against a team that small. You know, they're going to have their advantage. We couldn't stay in front of them in the first half. We had to go to some zone just to stay in front of the ball because they're so quick. Those guards are really good. Their size is an issue, and their depth is an issue. So we could wear them out at the rim with our size, and then as the half went on, we could just continue to be relentless. And, you know, we're not very deep right now. We were playing about 7 or 8 tonight, which, you know, we've got a week off now, and it hits us at a really good time to get some days off, but it just feels good. Like, it I wasn't joking when it felt like we hadn't won in 4 months. It felt that way. And it you know, you could just feel a little bit of urgency with our guys on Monday that they said, okay, let's go. We got to start playing our best basketball, and I think they played pretty well for the most part today.
With four games left, you kind of mentioned that you are a little bit nicked up. You know, Mark's back or tailbone, yeah. I don't know, yeah. Whatever, a shoulder with a guy. Roundtree got knocked in the head last game. And yeah. What is the status? I mean, if you needed everybody, could you get him, or what is going on right now?
Mark could have played tonight if we needed him. He came to me before the game and said, Coach, I don't feel very good. But he's in uniform. If we had been in serious foul trouble, Mark could have gone in, and he's a tough kid, and he could have played. We got to a point where we didn't need to play him, which was a good thing, and I was allowed to give him just another day off, which he needs, especially because we've got a week now till we play again. So to get him another day off to rest, and it's just a bone bruise. It's just something that's going to heal over time. You know, a couple other guys, and it's just – I had a talk with one of our guys the other day that this time of year, everyone has something. Yeah. You know, if you feel great this time of year, you haven't been working hard enough. Because even in practice, we compete every single day and guys get pumped up. So we've got a couple guys with some injuries that have missed some practices, and I'm extremely soft in practice. Sean Rautry got a concussion in the first half of the Mobley game, but didn't say anything to anybody. He just knew that he felt a little weird. But, you know, he's a tough kid. He was going to play. He said, I just want to play, Coach. So he didn't say anything to anybody. Then we got back, and he started, you know, to have some headaches and knew something was up. And then Nathan is an outstanding trainer, and he, you know, knew what it was immediately. So with Sean, it's just a day-to-day thing where they give him a concussion test, and they monitor his symptoms. And until he passes that test and he is back to, right, he won't play.
Yeah.
Because with concussions, it's such a big deal now, football and whatever. But you don't rush that, you know. So we're going to let Sean get right because he's a great kid and that's the right thing to do. And if that's in a month, then he'll be back. And if he shows up tomorrow and all of a sudden he's fine, then it'll be tomorrow too. But with those, like, it's not like an ankle where you can say it's 2 to 3 weeks or it's something. Right. It's just open-ended. Well, Nathan will make sure that he's right, and when he is, he'll be back.
Well, like you said, you do get a week, so that's good news. And then you go up to St. Louis, a team that you played well when you played them last time, 82-57. It was a good game.
Yeah, so first half, again, was tight. And then the second half, we were able to kind of stretch the lead a little bit. You know, it's just a, it's a gym that I've only played there three times, but we haven't played well in yet. No, that's not true. We haven't shot the ball well in that gym yet. So it's one that you go into, and we have to have a similar idea where we have to attack the rim because they'll have a size disadvantage against us as well. But, again, another team that's really well coached, Coach Collins, is, I think, maybe the best coach around. And the way he runs back doors and stuff against us is just he's ahead of me most of the game. So well-coached team in their gym. But this week off for us right now comes at a great time for us to get healthy. It is my oldest son's birthday tomorrow, so this weekend we're gonna have a birthday party. Just happens to work out perfectly.
Is Mason your oldest?
Mace is gonna be 10.
Okay.
If we allow him to turn 10, I might just make all my kids say 9 because 10 sounds too old. But so it'll be great to get a day away and be with the family when normally we would be playing on a Saturday. For the guys, it'll be great for them to get away from me probably and just rest up. And then we've got a 4-game stretch run here where we've got to play our best basketball, and we'll be rested, and hopefully we'll have a full team.
Congrats on the win.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Let's go home.
Luke Streggy on our post-game show as the Mineral Area College Cardinals roll tonight, 107-70, the final score, and the Cardinals now 25-1 on the year. Our next broadcast, our next ball game, will come to you from St. Louis. That'll be next Wednesday night against the Archers. For Kevin Thurman, and my thanks also to Christian Cooper back in the studio, I'm Chad Speaker, and I hope your home team did well tonight. Now I'm going to go join mine.
Having great insurance is, well, great, but knowing who will repair your auto right and quickly is just as important. That's why you should know about Brad Wooten Auto Body. With over 20 years of hands-on experience, Brad Wooten continues to set the standards of excellence. Brad Wooten Auto Body is a direct repair facility, has loaner cars available, and offers you the same factory-trained ASC and ICAR certified technicians you're accustomed to. Now, the award-winning Brad Wooten Auto Body, across from the Ozarks Regional Library in Ironton, soon to be the number one repair facility in Southeast Missouri.